Blog Talk Radio.
As always, you can hit me on Facebook, facebook.com/TonyRiceBalls. You can follow me on Twitter, AnthonyMSG. So, tons of stuff going on all day. All-Star Game was fun. I know it was on the air yesterday. Dunk contest was fun. Three-point contest was fun. We got tons of time to talk about that. And real quick, shout-out to my producer, Johnny McDonald, call screener, Dan Miranda, Chris Alvano, Tommy D, everybody else with the crew, thenixblog.com. 646-478-5554 is the number. A lot of times when the show first starts, my show's not scripted. I have, 10, 12 bullet points that I know I'm going to talk about. There's so much going on right now, it's almost, obviously, I know what subject to start with, but it's like, where do you go? So many rumors, and then as I'm going on the air, the Denver Post reporting right now that a deal with the Denver Nuggets and the New York Knicks is imminent. Now, in the article that I got on the Denver Post, it doesn't say which players are involved. The last I heard was it was the Nuggets wanted Mozgov, and that was the holdup. Now, right now, the Denver Post is reporting the deal is imminent. Don't know which players are involved. I mean, but here's the thing. This certainly isn't the first time we've heard a deal is imminent. So tons of stories, tons of rumors going around today, whether Mikhail Prokhorov, the Nets billionaire owner, pulled out for the 10th time. Word is he left the States today. He went on a helicopter or a jet plane to get dropped off in virgin snow to go crazy skiing down a mountain, talking about he had a great man-to-man conversation with Carmelo Anthony with live music. There's so many stories going on, outlets, so much just stuff going on, and you're almost like, what's true, what's real, what's fake, who's talking, who are your soul, what is going on here? Where it's, don't lie, people, 646-478-5554, and I'm one of them. It's taken over your life, it's taken over my life we've always known it was going to get crazy, but the last 4 or 5 days, it's gotten out of control, where if you had plans, you probably didn't go. You probably stayed home in front of your computer, checking Twitter, checking ESPN.com, checking RealGM.com, checking HoopsHype.com as I give them free plugs during the show. So the latest report from the Denver Post is that a deal's imminent right now at the New York Knicks and the Denver Nuggets. Don't know which players are involved, although we have an idea. The latest word that I've heard was Danilo Gallinari, Wilson Chandler, Randolph and Curry going to Minnesota. Now, in the story I just read from the Denver Post was a quick paragraph, so it did not say if Timmeray was involved in the deal. So, haven't heard anything yet from any of the New York writers about this, but that's Alan Hahn, Frank Isola, Tommy. I've not heard anything yet. Like on Twitter, no one's posting anything. I know at practice today, Amari Stoudemire was not there. And because he was stayed back in Phoenix, stayed with his family for one more day, and Eddie Curry did not practice, but I don't think he ever practices either. The plot thickens tonight, although these were taped on Friday. Amari Stoudemire is going to be on George Lopez, Carmelo Anthony on Conan O'Brien, so it's not live. Both shows were taped on Friday. Then there was a report earlier today when that Chris Broussard broke about that the Knicks and Nuggets can make a deal where Melo comes to New York with Chauncey Billups, Wilson Chandler, Danilo Gallinari, and Raymond Felton. Two of those three possibly go back to New Jersey from Denver. I mean, there's so many stories going on. It's borderline insane where it's leaving me confused. And the big story of today, which we've talked about a lot here on this show, 646-478-5554, I'll start taking calls in a little bit, is the Isaiah Thomas story. How much is he involved in this situation? How much is he talking to James Dolan? How much is he advising James Dolan? All we're hearing is reports. You're hearing some reports. Chris Broussard was on Michael Kay today on ESPN New York talking about, if it wasn't for basically, it wasn't his exact words, if it wasn't for Isaiah, the Knicks wouldn't have Amari Stoudemire. I don't believe that. I think Amari Stoudemire is going to come to New York regardless, and I got 100 million reasons why. Is Isaiah Thomas and James Dolan undermining Donnie Walsh? The Knicks even went to extreme lengths on Sunday to release a statement saying that everybody is working together on the same page, being James Dolan, Donnie Walsh, and Mike D'Antoni, where this thing has become a complete circus. So many stories, so much stuff going on, that it just drives you nuts. Fans going at it with each other about who would you give up. Then the Nuggets talking about they want Mozgov as well, where, listen, there's no way that I'm letting Timofey Mozgov stop me from getting Carmelo Anthony. It's a principle of how much are you going to give them when there's a chance he comes to New York City over the summer as a free agent, but there's also the chance of a lockout. There's also the chance of the CBA going down and him losing a lot of money. I feel like right now on this show, I'm all over the place because as much as I know what the topic is, there's so much going on where you almost don't even know where to start. But the bottom line is the main topic right now is Carmelo Anthony, and is he going to become a New York Knick? It seems pretty obvious that he doesn't want to become a New Jersey Net. It seems pretty obvious that Mikhail Prokhorov knows that Carmelo Anthony doesn't want to be New Jersey Net. It seems pretty obvious, and Mikhail Prokhorov even admitted that he is trying to screw the Knicks so the Knicks can give up more for Carmelo Anthony. A lot going on here, and there's a lot of phone calls on the line, and I want to go right out to you guys, 646-478-5554. Tons more to get to. As news breaks, we'll make sure to give it to you right away right here on theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. I want to start it off with Brian from Jupiter. Brian, you're on the air, theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, Brian?
Yeah, you're right. At least I got the iPhone, but I'm glued. I'm always checking the Knicks Blog and always at Hoops Hype to see anything breaking all the time.
No, it's insane. A lot going on right now. A lot going on.
Yeah, you care if I run a little basketball by you first?
I'm like, what am I supposed to talk about? Even though I obviously know what to talk about. You know what I mean?
I know what we're going to talk about all night. Mind if I run a little basketball by you first?
Go right ahead.
All right. Sean Williams, I'm very happy he's not mentioned in the deal. I see him vastly improving besides just his shot. The way he defends the post, and I know it just seems average, but he's always matched up against bigger guys and takes a lot of pressure off
guard. Sean Williams has done a good job. I mean, obviously, he's mostly known for his three-point shot, especially that three in the corner. But Sean Williams has played good. He gets a lot of offensive rebounds from time to time. He definitely defends the post well. He's a gritty, tough player. I have no issues with Sean Williams.
And he's definitely improving. And one other thing, Felton, I've enjoyed him. I feel he's been really great with us. I feel, you know, he always settles in the offense at the end of the quarter. But one thing that irks me so much, if there's five seconds or less, he never looks up. He always just puts
his
head
down,
and there's people wide open. He did it three times in the last two games, and he's been doing it all year.
Yeah, he definitely never gives that shot up. He always takes that, no question about that.
And, you know, with 5 seconds left, sometimes there's guys wide open, like Will or Sean, and he never even glances up. Don't get me wrong, if there's 15 seconds, he'll run the set, he'll dribble it out, he'll give other guys a shot. But with that last five seconds, you notice that also?
Yeah, I understand. I'm with you.
Okay. But, this Melo thing's driving me nuts, man. I've been wanting to talk about it, but now it's just, I'm just waiting for it to be over.
Hey, definitely, Brian. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you checking in right here on thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio, 646-478-5554. I predicted for a deal to happen Wednesday or Thursday, and that's just prediction based on nothing that I know. But there's reports right now from the Denver Post that a deal could happen tonight right here on thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. So if the deal happens between 9 and 11 o'clock, there was rumors going on Twitter. You can follow me, Anthony MSG, the last couple hours that I was going to break the story. Well, I have no way to break the story unless one of the players in the Knicks that I know let me know that he got traded. So I wasn't breaking the story. But how funny would it be if the deal actually gets done in the next 2 hours while I'm on the air? That would be pretty funny. 646-478-5554 is the number, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's get back to the calls. Let's go to Benji. He's down in D.C. Benji, what's up, man?
What's up, man? I'm trying to hang in tonight, man. I'm scared to even go to CVS and get a bottle of shampoo at this point. But
you're scared to go get a bottle of shampoo. That's
because I might miss it. I might miss the news breaking.
That's why you have Twitter and alerts and stuff.
I know, but I don't have the alerts. I'm checking Wojnarowski. I'm checking this guy Al Iazone.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I don't think I could hate a writer more than I hate this guy. I really despise
him. He's made himself a star. He's made him. Hey, listen, if you didn't know about Al Iazone on before Friday, everybody knows about him now. You know, he reported that he might possibly go to the Nets, and everybody, oh, who's Al Iazone? Al Iazone. I'm not knocking. I'm just saying, like, the name's popular now all of a sudden. You know.
Yeah, I can't stand this guy.
Okay.
I really cannot. I really can't stand him. But you know who I can't stand, number one, and that's the
Josh
man
Smith,
affectionately known as Mikhail Prokhorov, a.k.a. Proko, the biggest scumbag that roams these very.
Oh, he's just. The thing about Prokhorov is that he's a liar. He's lied to our faces three or four times that he's pulled out of the deal. I said the night he said he pulled out, when I had the TKB Radio After Hours show after the Knicks lost down in Houston to the Rockets, I said, trust me, he's going to get back in this. And he did. And if the Knicks do give up a lot for Carmelo, and at the end of the day, it's still Carmelo Anthony, you could blame Mikhail Prokhorov for driving up the price.
Yeah, I mean, this guy doesn't care about what actually happens on the court. He's like, he cares more about what happens off the court, you know? Like, other things, like, he wants the Knicks and their fans to be miserable. So, the actions that he takes aren't to make the Nets better. They're to make the Knicks worse. And from that,
you almost feel that. And you saw what he did with the billboard right across from the guard, even though it was legal. Yeah, he just seems that he does that. There's no doubt about
that. I just this guy should go own do me a favor and own the Red Bulls, you know. Just stay out of basketball. He has no business being anywhere involved in, you know, high-profile negotiations. But obviously, I don't know if you saw my Facebook, but I'm pretty disturbed at the chance that some of our players could be dealt to New Jersey. I mean, that would be the crippling blow for me.
Well, that's another story, Benji, and thanks for the call, man. I got to get a lot more calls to get
thanks,
to Benji.
Man.
And Benji, please, go relax, take a deep breath. You'll be okay. Like I said, if news breaks, we'll get it to you right here first on thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog. Reading another big story of the day, and people were talking about throughout the day, is how much is Isaiah Thomas involved? How much is Donnie Walsh involved? Isaiah Thomas will not deny that he is still involved with the New York Knicks. He was on a Florida radio show, and the host of the show, Sid Rosenberg, introduced him as the head coach of FIU, or whatever school he coaches in Florida, and the assistant GM of the Knicks, and Isaiah didn't say, now listen, I am not going to make this show about Isaiah Thomas, because technically he's not back with the Knicks yet, and I'm not saying he's going to be. So I am not going to make this a two-hour show about Isaiah Thomas. If you want to call up and bring up the situation, that's fine. But I refuse to make this show about that man. I refuse to give that man publicity. Just not doing it. 646-478-5554 is the number, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's go to John. John's in Queens. You're on the air, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, please don't even say that word, Isaiah Thomas, man. I'm about to throw up. I don't even want to hear that word anymore. It's been all over the papers for the last couple of days. I mean, they have to give a statement out saying that there's no outside people influencing the organization. I mean, that's how much the reporters – I don't know where they originally got the story from either. But in any way, let's not make the show about Isaiah Thomas. I don't want to. You know, I think – look, it sounds ridiculous. I'm a huge, huge Danilo Wilson, Raymond Felton fan. But if it's Carmelo Anthony and Chauncey Billups, we have to do it. But we have to draw the line someplace. Now they want Mozgov.
I agree. You have to draw the line sometime. You don't want to get taken advantage of. But at the same time, you don't want to make Timothy Mozgov the reason you don't get Carmelo Anthony either.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
so I do agree about drawing the line, but also, like I said, you don't want to make Timothy Mozgov the reason you don't get a top 5-6 NBA player that doesn't come.
No,
listen,
not
guys
at all,
like Carmelo Anthony don't grow on trees.
No. You're absolutely right, and I agree with you. And I would love to see even Gallo at the 3, Anthony at the 4, shooting on other power forwards, opening up the lane for Amare. I'd like to see any combination of Anthony and Amare on the same team, you know. But now if we give up Mozgov, we only have Tarjas. You know, we're really, really thin as it is. Now, instead of having the starting lineup where we're all set with Mozgov and Landry Fields, at least for the remainder of this year, now we're even thinner. And now they're going to take those players, and I don't know if the report's right, but Jersey is definitely, you know, crazy enough to do something like that, where they give up 2 picks and they get maybe a Gallo and a Mozgov or, a Raymond Felton and a Mozgov in return. Now we just gave Denver an extremely attractive package because, you know, no offense, but Derek Favors is Derek Favors. I mean, even Cousins is better at this point, you know.
Yeah, and Derek Favors is still 19 years old. And then it seems, and I was also, I was reading today, I heard that George Karl, you have to realize that George Karl is not getting any younger. And George Karl, apparently, according to sources, is more, likes the Knicks deal more, whereas Denver management likes the Nets deal more because you have more draft picks, more
young
people.
Denver management is a bunch of idiots anyway. They don't know how to negotiate. They keep moving the goalposts every deal. That's why nothing ever gets done. But aside from that, I mean, you have to look. How come, you know, we're talking about Favors being 19 or 20 years old, but when around the league, when you look at our players, Danilo Gallinari, no respect. They don't see he's 21 years old. I mean, they don't see that Anthony Randolph, even though, you know, New Yorkers were really high on him and now we're really low on him, but yet the kid is still so young. And he has so much to learn and what he could develop into. And, you know, nobody in the league talks about our young players. They always talk about, oh, Favors and Devin Harris. And even though Devin Harris is a good player, you know, especially on Dallas, he was really good. But, you know, what about our respect? You know, our players are not getting respected. And, you know, bottom line is the papers, everybody else is driving up the price. And now if we include Mozgov in the deal, we're giving away the 5-player package Donnie Wall said from day one he didn't want to give up 5 assets for this trade, even if we're getting Chauncey Billups. I mean, it seems to me like, you know, Denver's going to make out just fine, but if we draw the line someplace, what is Denver going to say? Oh, no, now the Knicks aren't interested. You know, they're going to mess with Carmelo's ego and make him sign to the Nets. I mean, it's a little late in the day, I think, for that. But, I mean, where do we draw the line? I mean, now we're going to give
him odds. Exactly. And here's the thing. I definitely agree. And as soon as I heard that they wanted Mozgov too, it wasn't like I've said this before weeks ago. I'm not going to let Timothy Mozgov stop the Knicks or stop, you know, say not to get Carmelo Anthony. But at the same time, and I can't say Denver management is that dumb because, yeah, they're probably lost right now because they're in a situation they don't want to be in. But also you have to realize they're trying to do as much as they can and get as much as they can for their star player because they're starting over after this. 646-478-5554 is the number of thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's go to Sal from Brooklyn. Sal, you're on the air, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Hi, Tony. What's up?
What's up, Sal? What's going on, man?
I just have a question. You know, when the Knicks trade Raymond Felton, you know, along with the other players that are involved in the deal, how do you think that's going to affect the way they're going to run the D'Antoni system with Chauncey Billups?
I think that D'Antoni's going to have to adjust, and I think he will. I think it was only a month and a half, but if you go back to 2009, in December and early January 2009, the Knicks were playing really good basketball, and they were playing a slow type of offense with Chris Duhon bringing the ball up the court slow. Listen, Chauncey Billups is a championship-level point guard. He's not as good as he was in 2004 when they won a championship with the Detroit Pistons, but he's still a damn good point guard, and I think Mike D'Antoni will adjust. At the same time, he's going to have to adjust because he's just going to have to. He's going to have no choice.
Mm-hmm. And where would you rank them in the Eastern Conference after Miami and Boston? Do you think they would be number 3, or do you think they're still behind Chicago?
That's too tough to say. I can't. First of all, the trade isn't even done yet. I don't even know who's on the team. So I can't say where they rank. Especially even if the trade was done this second, we know who we're getting back. They haven't played a game yet, so I can't rank them right now. Maybe I can rank them by like March 25th, but I couldn't rank them right now. That's a great question, but I can't give you an honest answer on that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
All right, man, thanks for the call. 646-478-5554. So many people on Twitter were predicting me to break for some reason, which I'm not much of a newsbreaker before the show. Like, I know most of it was joking, and it was a lot of fun. A lot of people on Twitter were saying that I was going to break the news tonight. Well, it just so happens that news broke about 8:59 that this deal could be done. So it's pretty funny that the news is kind of coming down as the show started. Just lots of fun here on TKB Radio. 646-478-5554. Let's go to Pete. He's in the Bronx. Pete, you're on the air, TheKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Pete, what's up?
Yo, what up, Tom?
What's up? T, what's going on, man?
Come on, man. It's T from the Bronx. Dang, get it together, man. But it's all love, though.
I'm just reading the computer. I'm just reading the screen.
No, I'm messing with you, man. You know, I'm just pulling your leg. But I just want to talk about the trade right quick. I mean, honestly, they got to throw Mazdorf in the deal because, you know, I mean, this is what we got to do to get it done, man. We just got to, you know, this is what we got to do. You know, you got to think about it. You know, even if Melo doesn't get traded and he comes in the offseason, you know, we're not going to be able to sign Wilson Chandler. You get what I'm saying? So basically,
Most likely not. We don't know what the rules are going to be, so it's tough to say something definite.
Yeah, but you got to think about it. Anthony Randolph doesn't get any burn. Eddie Curry, he's out of his mind, so he'll probably smoke a weed or something like that. So, you know, those three players, you know, they're irrelevant. So you got to really think about it. The only people that we're really giving up are Mozgov and Gallinari. You know what I'm saying?
The trade's not that bad. If you have to give up Mozgov, I really have no issues with it because apparently, I think he's terrible. I think he's a scrub. You know, if you get back to Sheldon Williams, no, not Mozgov. I think, you know, I said if you had to give up Mozgov, I guess I'm fine with it. You know, you're still getting back like a Sheldon Williams. I think Sheldon Williams is terrible. I think he's a scrub. I think he's a disgrace of a basketball player. But at least he's a big bot. At least he's a big body down low. You've given up Chandler and Gallinari. I'm not a huge fan of giving up both, but the bottom line is they both play the same position, even though Will's a lot more versatile. He played at 2, 3, and 4. And then it's a wash between Chauncey Billups and Ray Felton. Obviously, Raymond Felton's younger, faster, but listen, Chauncey Billups is a championship-level winning point guard. So, in essence, the deal is actually good. You'd like to hold on to Mozgov, but like we've talked about, no names in the deal are yet to come out. We know rumors. We don't know exactly who's in the deal yet. Who knows? Maybe Amari Stoudemire is in the deal. I mean, obviously. I'm just being sarcastic. What I'm saying is we don't know who's in this deal yet until it officially comes out and the Knicks and the Nuggets release a statement.
Well, definitely. I mean, definitely if we get Melo, you know, we have Melo, we have Stoudemire, we have Chauncey Billups. That'll definitely put us, you know, top three in the East. Definitely that'll put us
top three. It could. It's tough to rank them before they play a game. You never want to do that in sports, but it definitely could.
Yeah, I mean, you got to, you know, you could definitely put us past Chicago. You could definitely put us past the Hawks. You could definitely put us past Orlando because, you know, Orlando's on the downfall. You know, they made those trades with those plays with Washington. And, you know, they're not even mixing. So you definitely got to put us on the top three. Boston's going to be on their way down. You give them, like, another year. So, I mean, then only, you know, we just compete with Miami. You know what? And honestly, in a seven-game series, I could take, you know, I'll take the Knicks in a seven-game series, you know, against Miami Heat. I mean, you have Chauncey Billups going against Dwayne Wade. I mean, you know, that's kind of equal right there, you know, in certain respects. But who's going to guard Melo? You know what I'm saying? LeBron and Melo, they're going to chase each other.
And T, man, as always, thanks for the call. I got
all love, man.
Calls.
Peace to everybody out, all right?
Definitely. Listen, the trade is yet to happen yet. Officially, Alan Hahn is reporting on his Twitter page, and as one of my producers, Dan Miranda, also call screener, is letting me know that could be – okay, Alan Hahn is reporting the trade could get done tomorrow. Denver Post is reporting deal is imminent. So lots more to get to. 646-478-5554. As more news comes, we will let you know right here on TheKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. 646-478-5554. Let's go to Mike from Brooklyn. Mike, you're on the air, TheKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Hey, what's up, Anthony? It's Mike Scott. How you doing, buddy?
Mike, what's going on, man? How are you?
Well, I just came back from around the corner, and rumor has it from Joey around the corner that they're going to trade Spike Lee along with Al Troutwig instead of Mozgov to get the deal done. James Dolan approved it.
I can't. Here's the thing. I can't give up Al and Spike. If I have to sacrifice one, that's fine. I can't give up Al and Spike.
Anthony, but let me tell you one thing, though. Even let's say Carmelo Anthony's a Nick tomorrow, and I hit you up on Twitter since I know you're talking about Twitter, and I made a point to you, and you wanted me to talk about it on the show, which I'm here to do. There's a comparison I want all Knicks fans out there to just let this sink in your head for a second. Carmelo Anthony coming to the Knicks right now reminds me a lot of when Stephon Marbury came to the Knicks, and it's for a couple of reasons. First reason is because they're both, you know, Brooklyn guys, and the second reason is everybody is misconstrued in thinking that both of those players were going to help save the franchise and take them to ridiculous heights. And I'm here to tell you right now that even with Amari Stoudemire and Carmelo Anthony, the Knicks are not going to get past, I'd say, maybe the second round of the Eastern playoffs this year. There's still more work to be done, and I really hope it's Donnie Walsh that's calling the shots and not a guy like Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we all hope that. We definitely all hope that. No question about that. We definitely hope that.
So how do you feel about that Melo and Marbury comparison? Does that make any sense for you?
No, I think it's terrible. There's no way I'm comparing Carmelo Anthony to Stephon Marbury. I mean, Carmelo Anthony throughout his career has won. He's never won a championship or got to the finals, but he's taking his team to the playoffs every year, you know?
But you don't think the same hype? I'm not saying player-like comparison. I'm saying the hype for the both of them, that because they're both from Brooklyn, that everybody's jumping on their back thinking that they're going to carry the team to new heights. You disagree with me on that?
I'm trying to get your point here. So
basically that everyone's praising. Look, what I'm saying is Carmelo Anthony, the trade for Carmelo coming to the Knicks is being as hyped as when Marbury came here when he was
traded.
Right,
okay. I would say more, but yes, that's fine. You want to say hype, but as far as results, I don't think it'll even be close to Marbury.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I definitely agree with that. But there's one also factor that everyone's kind of leaving out or kind of putting it in the back of their mind is that if Carmelo comes here, he wants this 3-year, $65 million extension. God bless him. You know, you got a family to feed, sure. That's all well and good. But here's the problem. With the new CBA that David Stern's going to come up with and the players' union, I guarantee you that salary cap is going to be a lot lower than it is now. We don't know the exact number, but projections are like $54 to like $52 million. If that's the case, the Knicks won't have enough money to do what Miami did and kind of get a third superstar.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing about that, Mike, and as always, man, thanks for the call. Thanks for checking in. I don't know what's going to happen with the salary cap. You don't know what's going to happen with the salary cap. None of us do. So I'm not going to start making predictions on the salary cap, what's going to happen in a year from now and all that. 646-478-5554. Tommy D from the Knicks blog is going to join me in a few minutes right here on the show. And let's get back to the calls and let's go to Mike. Mike from New Jersey. Mike, you're on the air, thenicksblog.com, the Knicks blog radio.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Mike?
So listen, obviously this is the longest drawn-out trade in history, NBA history.
Yeah, I can't think of one in my lifetime, and I'm only 27 years young, that a trade has been hyped up for longer. Maybe there's been a bigger trade, but as far as longer, I can't say.
Remember, this all started with us only giving up Will, and now look what it is.
No, you're right.
Yeah, we started off just giving up Wilson Chandler, and now we're giving up pretty much the whole team.
Well, listen, when that report first came out from Chris Broussard about the Knicks basically just trading Wilson Chandler, I'm never going to knock Wilson Chandler. That's my guy. I love Will. But there's no way in hell that the Nuggets were just going to trade Carmelo Anthony for Wilson Chandler. I mean, that's beyond robbery.
Exactly.
It just didn't seem right.
The only thing now is now you see how New Jersey's upping our price, making us get rid of more players, and they're going to end up getting them, then that's going to be real bad.
Right. No, you're right. I mean, they're rivals, and Listen, it's, apparently I can't wait to see the one thing about NBA trades is that when a trade happens, when you see the rumor and when the trade's actually done, you always find a player that you didn't hear about was in the deal or an extra player. So when the trade's actually made and done, there could be a player that we never even heard of in the deal that's in the deal. So, you know, we'll see when the trade and the transaction is actually done.
Exactly. All right, man. That's all I got.
All right, thanks for the call. I really appreciate you checking in. 646-478-5554 is the number, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's go to Kenny V. He's on the south side. You're on the air, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Yo, what's going on, man? It's KV. What's good, man?
What's up, man? What's going on? How are you?
I'm chilling, man. I just wanted to say, basically, that you get the deal done. Can't keep, like, crying and complaining about whether, you know, how many pieces we giving up. And look, you trade what you got to trade. As far as from what I've read, I remember reading, you got Earl Barron in the background. He did pretty good for us last year, you know, with finishing up the season or whatever. So, I mean, I'm comfortable with that.
Earl played well.
I mean, I agree with Dude that the Knicks probably won't get out of the second round because there's probably too much competition. And with just putting a team like that together, they need some time to actually grow. You can't think that you put a team like that together just because it has two stars, a championship point guard, and a couple of other dudes that's professionals that I guess could play or whatever, and think that all of a sudden they come in at the end of the season with, like, what, 28 games left, and they're going to mesh and go all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. It doesn't happen like that.
No, I mean, it rarely does, but you have to start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like, instead of complaining, what all of us as Knicks fans need to realize is that everything you speak about is, as far as the pieces getting for Melo, is just mediocre. We can't deal with that right now because we've been down kind of for, like, too long. So
you're fine with everything the Knicks are giving up.
Listen, lock Melo in for as long as you can, along with Stoudemire. Get D. Will or Chris Paul over here after the next season.
Let's not, are we really going to start putting players in Knick uniforms a year and a half now? At some point, you have to worry about what's on the court now. You can't worry about a year and a half from now. A year from now.
I agree.
So you get Carmelo Anthony, you get Amari Stoudemire. I'm not saying I would not want Dwight Howard, Chris Paul or Dan Williams in Knick uniforms. They're both awesome. And maybe one of the two will definitely wear a Knick uniform. But when you get Amari Stoudemire, when you have Carmelo Anthony, you have to worry about getting players around them. And if you can get Chris Paul or D. Will down the road, that's awesome. But as fans, that's something I mean, that's what I have to say. As Knicks fans, we've been terrible. The Knicks have been terrible for 10 years. And now you're finally relevant. And it's awesome. It definitely is. And is 28 and 26 great? No. Is 28 and 26 something to have a parade about down in the Canyon of Heroes? No. But if you get Carmelo Anthony and Amari Stoudemire together, who knows what you're giving up? Now you start building around those two. Stop worrying about Darren Williams and Chris Paul. Would it be awesome to have D. Will or CP3 in a Knick uniform? Absolutely. But if you have these two players in the squad right now, worry about that squad. Worry about going to the playoffs this year. Have fun. Soak it in. Because you have Amari Stoudemire, you have Carmelo Anthony, you have a chance to compete this season in the Eastern Conference, this season to advance in the playoffs. Stop worrying about players that aren't here. Stop. 646-478-5554 is the number, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's get back to the calls. Let's go to Jeremy from New York City. Jeremy, you're on the air, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
What's going on, my man? How you doing on this crazy, hopefully, last night of this drama?
You know what? This is actually the hardest show to do because I'm, like, distracted by, like, 25 different things right now. So I'm doing my best. I'm doing the show. I'm in the TKB radio studio. I'm just, you know, I'm basically like sitting back and I'm talking. But tonight it's like, oh man, it's crazy.
Well, I gotta say, half of that might be my fault for potentially starting that rumor that you've known that Carmelo Anthony was going to be a Knick for the past 3 months, and we're going to be announcing it on tonight's show. So
yeah, it's actually really hysterical that. What a coincidence. Well, there was a rumor that started on Twitter about an hour before the show that I was going to break the story. Carmelo Anthony. Now, I've never been one to break stories. And then all of a sudden, I mean, at 8:59, right before I go on the air, you're hearing rumors that the deal's almost done. So, I mean, what a weird turn of the
events
for the show.
I would assume that he'd get Conan and Mello on tonight and just hash it out there. But, look, the thing that I just want to
say is that actually taped. That, both those shows with Amari and Carmelo Anthony were taped.
Oh, okay, there you go. But, you know, the thing is, I've been around for the past decade. I know how hard it is to have a team of guys who you can't relate to. And I know how great it is to feel when you can start to develop, you know, attachments to Wilson, to Gallo, to Landry, all these great guys.
Oh, of course. And I've talked about that on the show, that as fans, you can't get too attached to players. You got to root for the front of the jersey. And nobody knows that more than me. When I was 15 years old, when the Knicks traded John Starks, I was devastated. As a fan and, like, even personally as a friend, I love Wilson Chandler. I don't want to see him go. But sometimes in sports, you got to give. And
exactly.
Hell, we don't even know. Maybe the Knicks kept Wilson. The trade isn't – we don't know who's in the deal. Obviously, you would think that Wilson's gone as well. But, you know, you got to
see. Exactly. I mean – But what I just think I need to remind everybody is that we're talking about Carmelo freaking Anthony here. Everybody said we overpaid for Amari in this summer. Everybody said we weren't going to be a playoff team. And likewise, everyone says we're overpaying for Carmelo with any of these proposed trades, even though, as you said, we have no idea who's going anywhere. You cannot quantify the impact that a superstar player has on a team. It's just impossible to do. I don't care what kind of stat geek you are. Putting Amari next to Carmelo, there's no way to figure out how defenses are going to be game planning them on a night in, night out basis. No way. And everybody who's saying, you know, principal this, you know, Mozgov that, man, it's been 6 months now, and that's being generous. It's time to just get this thing done.
No, well, listen, unless you're getting it done, and thanks for the call, Jeremy, appreciate you checking in. Unless you're getting it, you know, you only got till Thursday. You know, my prediction was Wednesday or Thursday, and I guess maybe I'm off by 48 hours. So maybe the Legends Night at the Garden on Wednesday will be Carmelo Anthony's first game as a New York Knick. We'll see. As of right now, the Denver Post is reporting that a deal is just about done. Alan Hahn is reporting that a deal could be done as possibly as tomorrow morning. Tom and Eve from the Knicks blog, I believe, will be joining me soon. So I got a lot going on right now. 646-478-5554. Let's go to Jake from Staten Island. Jake, you're on the air, thenicksblog.com, the Knicks blog radio.
Yo, how's it going, Anthony?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Just want to touch up on the whole Mozgov holdup. A lot of people complaining that, you know, why not just throw him in? You know, he's just like a rookie. He hasn't done much this year. But I think it's more of the principle of just, you know, we pretty much, Donnie Washington, like, set the deal from the beginning of the week. He said that Gallo, Chandler, and Felton were the only players he would be going to give up. Now Denver's asking for Mozgov. I don't think we should just cave in this easily and, like, just for the principle. You know, we have to set a limit somewhere.
I agree. But at the same time, listen, if you're getting Carmelo Anthony, you know what? Is Timofey Mozgov going to become a star? Probably not. So if you're getting Carmelo Anthony, I hate to say it, everybody who's loved Timofey, whatever the heck his name is, you'll find a big man.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, Mello has said, like, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that he doesn't want to go to New Jersey. And, you know, he's obviously not going to stay with Denver. So, like, they have to give him to us. So why do we have to, you know, add in Mozgov just for their pleasure? I think we should just, you know, this whole thing has gotten me a little fishy, you know, that maybe it's James Dolan calling the shot instead of Donnie, which, you know, really irks me. You know, I feel like Donnie has no power right now if it's all James Dolan trying to get this deal done.
Ryan, Frank Isola from the New York Daily News, and my producer is updating me every 2 seconds as I'm trying to check every outlet and stuff while I'm on the air, but I got my producers, my staff letting me know that Timofey Mozgov will be included, and I believe also Gallinari and Wilson Chandler, and the Knicks will be getting back Chauncey Billups, Carmelo Anthony, possibly Sheldon Williams, possibly the return of Ronaldo Balkin. So as details, as the source tells Frank Isola, quote, it's not done yet. So tons of people are on the story. As more details come in, I will be letting you know tonight right here on thenicksblog.com, the Knicks blog radio. Let's get back to the call, 646-478-5554. Let's go to Stan. He's in way upstate. The call screen says way upstate New York. Stan, where are you, man?
Hey, how you doing? I'm up in Hartford, New York.
New York? I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's up by near Vermont, about 70 miles north of Albany.
Okay, I got you. I grew up in upstate New York. I grew up by Oneonta.
Oh, really? Cool. Hey, just really one question. I'm thrilled with Anthony comes in the Knicks, but can they sign? And I know you addressed this before, but can they sign a third max free agent? And just as an assumption, I know we don't know what the collective bargaining agreement will be, but go 10% either way. Is it possible? Because I think you have to view the trade in the context of perhaps what happens in the future. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know who they can sign in the future because, first of all, we don't know who's going to be available. Second of all, we don't know what the new CBA is going to be. So I can't really give an answer to that question.
Yeah, too many hypotheticals, huh?
Right, exactly. When this new hopefully there's no lockout, but hopefully there's going to be a new CBA, and it's probably going to be lower, or maybe there's going to be a franchise. I mean, who knows? So that's a question I really can't answer. And
I don't think
there'll
be a franchise.
No, Donnie Walsh, the best GM in the NBA, can't answer that question right now because we don't know what the new rules are going to be. So, I mean, I can't give you an answer.
Just real quick, I think he's factored that in, and I think we can, and I don't think there'll be a lockout. And good luck. Have a good night tonight. Thank you.
If there's one thing I hope that you're right about, that there won't be a lockout, that's for sure. So tons of reports are out there right now. This is a show. It's a career history for me. I've never done a show like this on the air where it's actually breaking right now. So reports are out there. Denver Post, Newsday, Daily News report, Denver Post reporting that deal is imminent. Alan Hahn says deal could be done tomorrow. Frank Isola is saying deal is not done yet. Timofey Mozgov is involved. That's what we have right now here on the KnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Tons of calls on the line, tons more to get to on the show, 646-478-5554. I believe Tommy D will be joining me at some time. So we're just going to keep rolling, keep taking your calls. A lot to get to, a lot to talk about. 646-478-5554. Let's go to Alex from New Jersey. You're on the air, the KnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. What's up, Alex?
I have two questions. One, I read that Anthony missed practice today because he was going to shoot the Conan today.
What's that?
I heard that I read on the Twitter, one of the Denver reporters said that he missed practice today to go do the Conan thing today.
No, the Conan thing was Tuesday. It was taped on Friday.
Okay, because that Denver Post report says that he went to do it today. And my other thing is, doesn't there have to be enough money for a third player? Only because the Heat already have three players, and if there's not enough money,
well, they all took less money. You know, they all don't. Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Chris Bosh, they don't have max contracts, and there's going to be new rules in the CBA. So let's not everybody start calling up talk about breaking numbers and stuff. We don't even know what the rules are going to be. We should be talking about what's going to happen. Could the Knicks get a 4 seed this year? Could the Knicks get hot? Could the Knicks make a run? We'll talk about crunching numbers over the summer because I can't crunch these numbers in my head right now. I don't know. We don't even know if the CBA is going to be.
All right, man. And clearly you did break the story. The story broke when you went on the air.
I didn't break the story. Everyone's trying to upstage you. I didn't break the story.
Everyone's trying to upstage you, man.
Well, I broke the story. I happened to be on the air when the story broke. There's a big difference between me breaking the story. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Definitely a big difference between me breaking the story and being on the air when the story broke. 646-478-5554 is the number. Let's go to John from Queens. John, you're on the air, theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
What's up, man? We got cut off earlier. Sorry about that. I wanted to
earlier tonight?
Yeah, I called before. We were talking about not including Mozgov. You know, we got to draw the line someplace.
Got cut off or did I let you go?
Cut off. The cell phone dropped. My AT&T sucks, man, let me tell you.
All right, so listen, why don't you call back to the next show? Because I got a bunch of callers on hold, man. I appreciate you checking in. I want to get everybody involved tonight. 646-478-5554. Let's go to Elvis from Jersey. Elvis, you're on the air, theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Hey, Anthony, what's up? How you doing?
What's up, Elvis? How are you?
I'm all right. Well, what I just wanted to say was, I mean, I know that a lot of people are saying we're kind of giving up too much, but it is Carmelo Anthony, and the way our current team is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm real quick. Thanks to all my Twitter friends. Apparently, the Conan show is being shot today. Sorry, I'm not. I thought I read somewhere that it was shot Friday. A little out of the loop with the Conan O'Briens, the George Lopez's night show. So apparently, if everybody's saying it's shot today, it was shot today. So anyway, what do you got?
All right. The trade needs to happen because if we were in the West, we wouldn't even be in a play be a playoff team right now. So no reason to get excited about the current team. But other than that, it's we have to get another point guard because Chauncey Billups only plays 32 minutes a game. And I mean,
listen, the Knicks haven't had a backup point guard in 10 years anyway. So I mean, listen, Chauncey Billups comes, he plays 32, 35 minutes a game. You know, you'll get guys. Well, if this deal gets done today or tomorrow, you have 48 hours now to get yourself a backup point guard. I mean, the Knicks have been I don't love Tony Douglas playing the backup point guard position. Thanks to the call, man. I appreciate you checking. I don't love Tony playing the backup point guard position, but you'll figure that stuff out. I mean, once you get the big fish, you kind of just let other pieces come. And if the trade does get done tonight or tomorrow, there'll be opportunities to make other deals. There's players that are available, whether it's 10-day contracts, guys who can run that backup point guard position, no doubt about that. 646-478-5554. I'll get back to your calls in a little bit. Right now is the author of the Knicks blog, and he's on the line with me right now. And, Tommy, before the show tonight, actually, there was a rumor going around. The story was going to get broken on this show. Now, the story wasn't broken by me, but it broke as the show was starting. So, close enough as you can get, right?
Please, Lord, let this thing be over, for crying out loud. And honestly, and we've said this from the beginning, and first of all, Rice, you always do a great job. Sounds great. I love the logo that's on the site. Everybody's feeling the show, everybody I talk to, so continue to do a great job. And it's nice to have the producer on there, Dan the Man from Knicks Vision, who does a great job there. So let's just – can we please, hopefully tomorrow – be able to move on with this thing and all signs and all reports. We had Chris Dempsey on from the Denver Post the other day, who was very, very staunch and upfront to as much as anybody, even as much as I've been, about saying that there was no way that Carmelo was going to extend with the Nets, leaving the Knicks to really just be the only team involved, and they had to work out the particulars. Sounds like they have. I know people are going to want to know about Mozgov. I heard earlier today that Mozgov was not in the deal. The guy from the Daily News says that he may be in the deal. I don't know if that's directed at some blogger or something, but we'll find out tomorrow what the situation is. But I would hope,
Tommy? I think it's fair to say that everybody at some point that talks to people in this basketball industry, that goes from the biggest people to the Broussards to the Hans to little people, everybody's heard something different or other at some point. It's almost the point where it's out of control, where, like, and until I see the press release from the Knicks and Nuggets from a standpoint of, like, who's exactly involved, because how many times, whether you're covering a deal or when we were kids, you heard about a deal, and then the deal finally happened, there was, oh, I didn't know that player is involved. So, I mean, that who knows? That could very well possibly happen with this. That, oh, I didn't know he was involved. Oh, we're getting that guy back. You know, it's very possible that happens as well.
What I love most about doing this site and making connections and having contacts, and we've been around this game for a long time. I mean, I've been around it a couple more years than you have, but, you know, certainly you talk to people, people give you information, and when people respect your work, they give you more information, which is amazing. So, you know, that's what I love most about doing the site, is the people that I've been able to talk to and get close to and have a conversation with. And the bottom line is, you know, we knew that there was a 99% chance that Carmelo was going to end up with the Knicks, you know, back in September. I went on the Verge to talk about it. But I have no idea who's in the trade, and nobody has any idea who's in the trade, because it literally can change every 10, 15 minutes, because it's
very
fragile.
That's why I said, so the press release is sent by the Nuggets and the Knicks, you know? We don't know who's involved. We know Carmelo's involved.
100%. And like you said it best. When the press conference goes down, you know, and he's holding up the jersey, which, you know, should, as Alan Hahn would say, which should be number 30, you know, in the honor of his idol, Bernard King. I think that's when it's going to be real. And when he steps out on the floor and plays a real game, you know, that's when it's going to be real. And it's going to be real to him. And again, when you go through this whole process and you see everything, the intensity, and, you know, there's so many factors that go into this whole thing. Carmelo, he just wants this thing over, man. And that's why everybody's like, well, why doesn't he just wait till free agency? A, because his agents wouldn't let him, and B, because it's very taxing on him, and he wants to focus on one thing, and that's playoff basketball, and he knows that he was never going to New Jersey. Because of that fact, he's got his money now, and now he can focus on being a Knick. And like I said, I just hope it's the right deal for the Knicks moving forward, so they have the flexibility to continue and not just be, you know, a 50-52 win team and lose in the semifinals, the Eastern Conference Finals, but to give them the opportunity to win a championship.
No, definitely. You want that flexibility. And Tommy, you know this. One thing about basketball is you get that two stars, the one really great star, and you build around them with role players. And sometimes you'll get role players, you know, a player that was on a team that won 20 games, and you stick them on a team with a guy like Amari Stoudemire, guys like Carmelo Anthony, Chauncey Billups, and all of a sudden that player is good. Perfect example, Tommy, is a guy like Quentin Richardson. 04-05, dude was a stud. I mean, I think he missed one shot that season. And he comes to a scrub team, he's not very good. So if you can get, you know, in the NBA, it's different in baseball. In baseball, you could have the best hitter in the game, and you could still win, you could still be 30 games under 500. Look at the Seattle Mariners. They lost Griffey and A-Rod in 2001. They break an American League record for wins. Basketball is different. You get that one or two stars, and then you build with the right pieces, not only the right pieces, but guys that know their role. So you get Amari Stoudemire, you get Carmelo Anthony. Now, you know, you get them in the midseason, so you have to build them to fly. But you get some right guys that know their role, and, you know, you see what you can do. And I think that's what the Knicks have done, and it seems like the deal's almost done. And I think that's pretty awesome, man, considering what we were talking about last year and over the last 9 years. It's pretty awesome.
I would say that it's definitely awesome because the Knicks have never had two awesome stars in the primes of their career on the same team at the same time. You know, I think the idea was, Isaiah was thinking when he made the Marbury trade, well, Allen Houston's here, and, you know, we can bring Penny off the bench, and we have some decent pieces up front, and maybe that'll work. You know, I think Billups is most certainly going to help because he's much better in the pick and roll that people give him credit for. If they can surround him with a shooter, and a name that I've heard that I've had to kind of hold off until the deal was officially done, and I guess I continue to because it hasn't been officially named yet. But, all right, you know what, I'll hold off on that one. I can't say anything until the trade actually goes down. But there's a chance that there's going to be a pretty decent kind of combo guard who can shoot and won a national championship in college, who's been out of the league for a little while, could come in and help the team. You know, Earl Barron could come in and help the team. You know, they may make another deal as well to maybe make some sort of depth situation as they move towards the playoffs. They're not done yet, but I think ultimately the guy who is most unhappy about this is Mike D'Antoni because it's not a perfect fit for his system, which is why the owner, I believe, came in and decided to kind of, you know, force-feed this thing through and really put the heat on Denver. And let's be honest about another thing. When you talk to people around the league and when you talk to people close to the Knicks, Dolan got involved with a lot of stuff with Isaiah. And this is something that's never been reported, and I don't know, don't really understand why. Maybe, you know, it's hearsay or it's after the fact or whatever. But the reason why he had a lot of sympathy for Isaiah was because he pushed Isaiah to make sure that they got into the playoffs, and he pushed Isaiah to make moves to make sure they won. And they were just wretched moves. And then when you compound that, you know, on top of what Layden did, and then obviously the off-the-court stuff with Isaiah was the ultimate fall guy, which I think is why Dolan has sympathy for him. But for Dolan to come in and take over, not so much take over, but be a big spearheading force in this deal above Donnie Walsh is not that big a story. The guy's the owner, for crying out loud. I mean,
that's the thing in sports, man. And Dolan doesn't have the best reputation. He's definitely done some shady things. There's no getting around it. But it's not the first time that an owner in sports has gotten involved to make a trade. I'm sure, you know, Mel Simon has gotten involved with the Patriots when Donnie was there, even in Donnie's prime. And if Jimmy Dolan didn't have such a bad reputation, fans would have been excited, actually, that Jim got involved because they would have said, that's our owner. Our owner's getting involved. But because he's had a bad reputation, you know, Guitar Jimmy and all that stuff, fans get a little skeptical when he got involved. But you're doing a great point. He is the owner. He is signing the checks. And Donnie Walsh, I believe I've heard him say in interviews in the past 2 or 3 years, you know, the owner should be involved. He's writing the checks. And when you're making 100%. A move like this, you know, it's because of Jim Dolan's – and I don't blame fans for getting a little excited because of Jim Dolan's reputation. But a deal like this, if it was George Steinbrenner getting involved in a big deal 10 years ago, fans would get pumped up, all right, the boss is involved, let's go. But because it's Jim Dolan and he has a bad rep, I don't blame fans get a little scared.
Steinbrenner had a horrible rep too. And I'm not defending Jim Dolan. You know, we'll see if this deal works out. Obviously, you know, Mike D'Antoni has to make it work if it does work out. And you know, you analyze it and you'll figure it out. You know, for me, when you first saw the Marbury trade, you got very excited about it, and then you realized to yourself, wait a minute, they took Penny Hardaway's contract back? You know, and when you think of the particulars, it's not like anybody that the Knicks gave up became, you know, this spectacular, you know, Hall of Fame player. Like, they didn't give up anything to get Marbury, you know, but it obviously was a completely miserable sale. But again, like you said, Donnie sits down here and says, listen, there's no question that the guy above me is writing the checks. He came in here, you know, maybe people say that, you know, Stern forced him on Dolan or whatever. Donnie balanced the budget. He got people off the books. He allowed them to have an opportunity to be in this type of situation. And I would hope that he's going to be able to continue it. But, of course, everywhere you look, there's always a story about Isaiah. Isaiah's on the phone.
Hey, Tommy,
don't
start again. We're getting a tweet right now. Yahoo is reporting that Devin Harris traded in a three-way for Raymond Felton and Mozgov to the Nets. I am officially just confused right now. I'm like, what is going on right now?
Boy, you step away from the computer for a second, huh? So now it's a three-way with who? It's Nets, Nuggets,
I don't know. I just got a tweet. I can't find the link. Hope my producer Dan will probably link me in about 30 seconds. This guy tweets as Yahoo's reporting Devin Harris traded in a three-way for. I mean, I remember when the story came down about, you know, the Nets getting involved, getting Knicks players after the Nella goes to the Knicks. I officially said there had to be times, even if you know so much stuff about this stuff, there's been times the last couple of days where you've been like, I'm done. I'm so confused right now.
Yeah, tell me about it. And it's crazy. In every way, obviously, we'll have to get the details on that. My computer is obviously being very slow because I don't have great reception here. But I just went off, took my wife to a cave somewhere. We're just hanging out in the middle of nowhere because I just want to get away from everything for a little while. But
time out. You are in a cave right now.
No, it's a little bit nicer than that. But I'm not in New York, and I don't have great wireless reception.
Oh, okay.
But bottom line is. Well, see, it's very confusing, yes, very, very strange how the whole thing has gone down. And again, you know, I always go back to Walsh on this one because I would just hate to see – they came out with a statement yesterday. It was the first time that the Knicks management has made a statement, particularly defending themselves against the media, which I thought was very
– that was bizarre.
And it was definitely bizarre. But at the same time, you know, they do need to reiterate that they are on the same page and that, you know, they're not taking phone calls for the simple fact that if they make this trade, this is about season tickets, this is about raising ticket prices, and this is about, you know, the renovations and all this stuff. It's a business. It's a business, obviously, top to bottom. And the one thing that can destroy the business is one guy's name, and that's what they're protecting against. And regardless, like I said before, I would never obviously defend Isaiah, but at the same time, you can't lay all the blame on him in the sense of, you know, he was the only person who was involved in turning and ruining the franchise on the court and on the books, because I think ultimately what it came down to was Jim Dolan would have been satisfied with, you know, eighth or seventh or sixth seed in the playoffs as long as they had at least one playoff round, because they would have been able to, you know, collect the revenue from that. So I think Dolan did step in on Isaiah. Steve Mills stepped in on Isaiah, and you know, there was definitely that push to make those aggressive type moves, the Marbury move, you know, the Francis move, you know, all those type of situations, Eddie Curry, the Crawford. Some stuff was Isaiah's gut, but a lot of times I think the owner had a lot to do with it. People say to me, well, how can Isaiah still be involved with his owner or vice versa? Does he have pictures on him or something? And ha, ha, ha. No, I think Dolan just had sympathy for him because he took the fall for something that he had a lot to do with.
You know what, Tommy? You coming on the show right now saying that point, as much as I hate Isaiah as a fan, you know, as a fan, you know, because I am a fan too and I do the show, I don't care. It's a great point because you're very right about that, because when Isaiah first got the job, I remember I was 19 years old and I said, just, you know, gut the team, do what Donnie did. And maybe that was Isaiah's, you know, I'm showing sympathy now towards Isaiah. Maybe that was Isaiah's original idea, was to gut the team. But you're right. Jim Dolan wanted to make those playoffs. If you remember, Tommy, and if you remember this, the press conference when Isaiah got the job, and this is, I don't want to talk about Isaiah as this little combo, we're going to get it. That press conference was all about making the playoffs that year. If you remember, All Jim Dolan talked about at Isaiah press conference December 2003, we need to make the playoffs this year. We need to make the playoffs this year. We need to make the playoffs this year. So maybe if the playoffs wasn't such a big deal in 2004, would Isaiah have made different moves and looked to just, you know, clear cap space and stuff? Possibly. And then it's definitely a fair, interesting take that would that I actually agree with. And it's funny, actually, 80% of Isaiah's moves when they were made, I actually said, that's not bad. And then, obviously, never worked because they never won.
we know the turning point of the franchise. And we know the turning point of the media, you know, on the franchise was when Checkets left. And before that, as far as the team is concerned, is when they traded Patrick Ewing instead of just letting him walk and obviously filling his cap space with the Glenn Rices of the world and the Vin Bakers and the Luke Longleys and just, you know, Isley and Anderson and all these, you know, just wretched contracts. You know, the turning point in that was well before they made Allen Houston a franchise player. You and I both know that. So that was the starting point. And then from the media side, it was when Checkets used to treat all the media guys great. They used to come in there and have a great time. They used to have nice places to view. This is everything that I hear, you know. Off the court, they would take him out on these really nice places. He treated them really well, and obviously that's gone downhill since then. But the bottom line is, Isaiah, to me, was told, just make the playoffs. And it's not about breaking it down. And they finally got to a point where it wasn't working, and then that's where they brought Walsh in. And he did, to me, was nothing short of a tremendous job of getting them in a situation to be in a position in 2010 to you know, at least have a conversation with LeBron James. And certainly they brought in Amari Stoudemire. But the fact of the matter is, LeBron James is not a Nick because of the media. I don't think there's any question about that because he's a very sensitive guy. And at least from what I hear, you know, he just didn't want to have his life opened up to the public, and you know, he didn't want to have he basically just want to be scrutinized for stuff that, you know, may or may not be true.
Tommy, before we know the deal isn't made yet officially, but it seems that next week or something, or later this week, we'll talk about actual on-court stuff because the deal isn't officially done, but it seems pretty obvious that...
Can't wait.
You know, Ray's
can't wait,
bro. Oh, either can I. And even if the Knicks didn't get Melo, I was just so excited. Like I said, of course, the dream is the championship. But even if the Knicks, this trade didn't happen, I'd still be excited because it would be playoff basketball for the first time in basically 10 years. And, and when you have a guy like Amari, you always have a chance. Now, talk a little basketball. Deal's not officially done yet, but it seems that Chauncey Billups is coming back. I'm pretty excited about Chauncey Billups. I think he's a great guy to have on the team, especially in the playoffs. And we know he's not a typical Mike D'Antoni guy, but if you remember in December 2009, that little stretch the Knicks had, they were playing really good winning defensive basketball with a pretty slow offense, with Chris Duane walking the ball up the court. So I actually think that Mike D'Antoni will deal with it because at the end of the day, Mike's got to save his ass, and Mike wants to win too. That's like a twisted. Mike D'Antoni wants to win if he knows that. And plus, he's worked with Chauncey Billups before in the Olympics and then the championships. So those two have a history. So Chauncey Billups has that respect factor. And if Chauncey Billups says, yo, Mike, we got to run this offense like this, I don't think Mike's going to have a problem with it, even if it's not the typical, quote, Mike D'Antoni speedball offense.
What I love about Billups is that he definitely reminds me a lot of Derek Harper, and I made that post before. The Knicks weren't really a complete pick-and-roll team in those days. I mean, they were definitely a dump-the-ball-in type of thing. You know, Ewing would force the double and kick-outs, and, you know, guys had to be ready to shoot. You know, Billups, to me, is a guy who can run the pick-and-roll, but we talk a lot from an X-and-O standpoint about Felton. You know, Felton is obviously a shorter point guard, not a lot of length, and it's not a guy who can shoot over people. And so that's why he needs to get underneath the foul line and get deeper into the offense or defense to be able to draw and kick out, or if they don't obviously, you know, respect him going to the basket, he can take it to the backboard, not necessarily the rim. You know, Billups is not a guy who's going to take it to the rim. He can kind of get in the lane and get to the backboard once in a while, but he can shoot over people at 6'4". He can pick and roll, and he can also catch and shoot, which is really Felton's biggest weakness. He's not a great, you know, kick out, reverse, wide open, spot up, catch and shoot guy. Those are the guys that you need in the playoffs, man. When the court shrinks in the fourth quarter, you definitely want to have a guy who can catch the ball and is not afraid to take and just make, you know, mindless three-pointers that just come in rhythm. And that's a big advantage to me over, you know, just featuring Felton, just hoping that he can create something out of the pick and roll in the half court in the fourth quarter, because I think recipe A is something that we know is something that can win. Rondo does it. He's not a great catch and shooter, but Rondo is definitely a guy who can, you know, pinball the ball around and get into open spaces. And, you know, Rondo's not a dunker. He's not a guy who's going to get to the rim. He can get to the backboard. But like you said before, I was listening to you and your critique of Rondo. You know, he's not to compare builds to Rondo, but it's about ball movement. And Rondo does have that ability to kind of sneak in and use both hands. And he's got, you know, those kind of, you know, great spin, you know, side shots off the backboard. Those type of shots from your point guard you need. And Felton doesn't do that. He's not a guy who can score from multiple spots on the floor, whereas Billups for sure can. And that's why I think he's a big upgrade in terms of the playoffs. Now, you know, Felton is in his prime, so to speak, and Billups only has a couple years left. So, you know, is he a better stopgap? Is this going to be the fourth or fifth point guard for the Knicks in the last couple years? For sure. But, you know, he's used to at Carmelo, which is definitely something that's also going to help them moving forward.
Hey, bottom line is the Knicks have a chance to do something this season, and I'm excited about that. Who knows what it's going to be? You know, who knows if they gel or not, but they're going to definitely have an opportunity. Tommy, thanks for checking in. I know you're in the cave, so, you know, and hopefully in a couple of days the trade will be done and we can actually talk basketball and talk about what this team could do, if there's other moves made, and, you know, could this team ever run this year?
Hopefully we see somebody in the number 30 jersey and it didn't cost him too much.
Do you think it'll be 30?
I think for sure he'll wear 30. He can't wear 15.
What did he wear in the Olympics, number 9?
I think he wore, for some reason I want to think double digits. 9 was
No, I thought it was
9 was Jordan back in the day, wasn't it? Or was Jordan 6? No, 9 was Jordan way back in the day. I don't think
he
wore 9.
Six.
Patrick was 6.
Oh, and real quick, I always meant, because I didn't see it. I was at the Knick Laker game, but I always said I saw your tweet. Now, if I see a 15, real quick, and before I let you go, if I see a 15-year-old with a number 15 Melo shirt, I don't get that mad because, all right, you should know your history. When I was 15, I knew about Earl Monroe, but all right. But when I don't want to knock networks here, and it's not my style. But, you know, if a producer at ESPN is making a little Melo montage and putting Carmelo in a 15 Knicks uniform, that guy needs to get fired. Sorry.
No, I'm completely with you. And it was typical. Like, it was like, how do you not know that? And I think he was 15 on Team USA. But how do you not, like, you get it. Like, he wears 15, he was 15 on Team USA, but the Knicks have 15 retired twice. Like,
Look, can get away with that, and I'd still scold him. I'd still scold that young fella. But if you're working for a big-time company, I mean, I'm sorry. I can't have it. It's just disrespect.
Don't get me on a whole ESPN spiel, you know, because I'm one of the few guys in the world who never, ever, ever, ever wants to work for them. So, you know, they definitely don't want to see the Knicks succeed based on their regional cable situation. They don't want a regional network beating them in their prime time hours, but we can talk about that till the cows come home. But at the end of the day, you got to do better than that. You got to just have, you know, throw 30 up there. Everybody, people are going to say, why would they put 30 up there? I think it's pretty common knowledge that everybody knows, or at least they should, maybe not nationally, but, you know, 30 was definitely his idol's number. It was a great former Nick. And listen, when you throw it up there, it wouldn't hurt for the announcer to just be like, we put 30 up there because Carmelo Anthony's on record saying that, you know, Bernard King was his favorite player growing up. You know,
and it's not retired. And Bernard wasn't a Nick long enough to get his number retired. So it's not, you know, even if you put a different number that, you know, but 15's retired, like we said, twice, Dick McGuire and Earl Monroe. You got to know that.
Oh, well, you would hope so. But, and listen, hopefully Carmelo knows it. And hopefully, you know, Nick's
fans
moving forward knows.
All right, then, Tommy, thanks for checking in, man. And we'll be on this like crazy the next couple days as it really gets down to the nitty gritty.
Look forward to seeing you Wednesday, bro.
You bet, man. I'll be there. I'll be ready to go.
Great. Hey, before I go, great pictures of the St. John stuff, too. Like, you captured a lot of great energy there. That was awesome.
Oh, man. That was – I mean, the energy in that building was incredible. And I had an experience. I sat with the students. It was top 10 experience I've had at a sporting event in my life. It was unreal.
Awesome. And you were rooting for them to come back.
Oh, I mean, of course, we all have. I'm not going to lie. As BT lets me know, every time he sees me, I did fall off with St. John's, but I admit that I did, but I think a lot of people did. I mean, I was at the guard for Johnny's game a few years ago. I mean, there was 5 people there. I was looking at the box score of the St. John's Pitt game last year, 6,000 people at the Garden. That's crazy. That's terrible.
Terrible. Terrible. But and listen, it's a commuter school. We know that. I mean, it's got some nice – they put some money into it over the last couple of years. Fantastic law school, which Andrew Smith from the site is a graduate of. Very, very good, awesome campus, great flavor, great baseball tradition. Obviously, we know about the basketball tradition. You know, I think Mike Jarvis did a lot of bad things there, and, you know, Norm Roberts, the classy, classy guy, and his staff, classy people. We know them very, very well. They did what they could with what they had, and now Lavin has you know, to Norm's credit, he's played a lot with his players. In a lot of ways, like Franny Fraschilla came in and played with Jarvis, or other way around. Jarvis came in and played with Franny Fraschilla's players initially, but he's doing a great job, and he's got him back on the map.
Nah, no question. All right, Tommy, thanks for checking in, and talk to you down the line.
You got it, brother. See you Wednesday.
Take care. You bet. That was Tommy D from TheKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio, calling from a cave. That's all I got to say about that. Tommy's calling from a cave. I have no comment. All I can say is I hope he's having fun at the cave with his laptop. And the fact that he's in a cave, obviously, I know he's not in a cave officially, but the fact that he has service in the cave that he's at, boy, if someone can find the location of this cave, I will take them to a game the rest of the year. But obviously, Tommy is in a hidden cave location. Listen, we got a lot more to get to, a lot more calls to get to you. A lot more calls are online, so I wanted to try to rapid fire through these calls. We got about an hour left of the show. 646-478-5554. Let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Steve from Brooklyn. Steve, you're on the air, TheKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
What's up, Steve?
I'm pretty good, man. I think when the dust settles, people will realize that one of the big parts of this story is that the GM has been undermined by his boss. I mean, he didn't let his boss, he didn't let the GM do his job.
Well, no, I mean, listen, we don't know that officially. And listen, I'm not going to say Jim Dolan is some saint here, but he is the owner. So if the owner wants to get involved, I don't think it's the first time in sports. And I'm not trying to defend Mr. Dolan here, but I don't think it's the first time in sports an owner has gotten involved. And especially when you're talking a trade of this magnitude, you're talking about giving a player 3 years, $65 million.
I agree, but you'll agree that there's a process.
You can't blame an owner for it. I don't think he's undermining
Donnie.
I don't know if he's undermining Donnie Walsh. I don't know.
In the sense that he wanted to wait till the last possible minute with which to offer the deal so he could get the exact most that he can. That, I think, when he blinked and went for that meeting early and jumped the nets like that, it might be the thing that makes the deal happen, but I think he undermined his GM. And so now, you know, you give up the Mozgov's, which ultimately I agree with you, don't really matter when you're looking at a player of that magnitude. But what I'm through the moon or through the roof for is being able to keep Landry Fields. I hate to lose Gallo, but I think he's a volume shooter in a volume, system. But to keep Landry Fields and keep him in the starting lineup, and Gallo would have had to go to the bench anyway. So I'm through the moon.
Yeah.
News is breaking
right now. Great job by one of my producers, Dan Moran, TheKnicksVision.com. No, Dan did not break the trade. Don't get excited. Dan didn't break it. We thought he might, but he didn't break it. But Dan's my producer, one of my producers on my big staff that I have. And Dan is just letting me know that the Denver Post is reporting that the trade is official. If Dan can get me players involved in this trade, that would be amazing. 646-478-5554. Thanks for the call. Let's get back to some more calls, and let's go to Will. Will's in the Bronx. Will, you're on the air, TheKnicksBlog.com, TheKnicksBlog Radio.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
What's up, man? How are you?
Not much. I just got a couple issues with the trade. I think they're giving up too many players for Carmelo, but, you know, that is what it is. I just will say that the Knicks with Carmelo, you could bring back from the dead Will Chamberlain. It doesn't matter. We have Will Chamberlain, Carmelo, Amare, Jordan. We are never winning the championship with Mike No D'Antoni as the coach. It's not going to happen.
I mean, I can't say that. I mean, listen, I don't love Mike D'Antoni. I'm not going to say the Knicks are never going to win a championship with him the coach. That's irresponsible. I don't know that. But that's your opinion. That's fine. I mean, that's your opinion. That's fine. A lot of
yeah,
people
but I mean,
the NBA have won a championship.
No, of course. But, I mean, he's just not – he's not a balanced coach. He only coaches on one side of the game, and that's just not a productive way to try to win a championship.
I know what you're saying. I'm with you.
And also, I think the Knicks, I mean, personally, myself, I think for a backup point guard, try to talk to Minnesota and try to get Telfair. Go on the Brooklyn thing. Keep bringing Brooklyn guys to the team.
I think the Knicks are making sure they need to hammer out this trade, and they'll talk about other moves.
All right, man. So have a good night, man. Take care.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you checking in. 646-478-5554 is the number, theknicksblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. So from everything you're hearing, reporting that the deal is officially done, Carmelo Anthony is a Knick, but, you know, there's still a lot more reports, a lot more things that will and should be coming in right here. And as news comes and breaks, we will be getting it to you ASAP right here on theknicksblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio, 646-478-5554. Back to the calls. Let's go to Shapon. He's from Queens. You're on the air, theknicksblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Hey, what's up, Tony, man? This is Shatan from Twitter. I hit you up with a DM. But I have two points. Hey, man, I have 2 points. The first, I think, Knicks fans, we should hold off on this thought of being, like, top 3 or 4 in the East. I mean, only considering that we haven't seen this team play together. That's one part of it. And the second part is, what difference does it matter if we have 3 top 25 players and guys from, like, 5 to 11 or below 35 and 50 in the league? So, I mean, we have a terrible supporting cast with, you know, 2 mega stars on a very solid point. And my second point is, irregardless of what happens with Mozgov, it's not a matter of Mozgov the player. It's a matter of the precedent that's set here. Going forward in future negotiations, the Knicks are really going to be undercut.
The Knicks are going to be undercut by giving up Mozgov?
Yeah. It's a matter of...
I mean, listen, you can't listen. Look, sure. As much as you'd like to keep Mozgov and be great, dude, it's tough to say that the Knicks are undercut or the Knicks are screwed because they, you know, in 2 years from now, are you going to be saying that the Knicks are screwed because they didn't keep Timothy Mozgov? I mean, maybe. Who knows? Maybe Mozgov becomes, you know, the white Shaq in his prime. Who knows? But I don't think that's going to happen. You can find a big body.
Well, I'm not concerned with Mozgov, the individual player. I'm concerned with the matter of which Denver negotiated. And here we are in the 11th hour, and here they are grabbing, not necessarily because they want the player, but because they're trying to make us pay. And I think that's a bad precedent for Knicks management moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we'll see. Listen, I think it's going to be – it's very exciting right now. I think you should be very excited. Carmelo Anthony is a New York Knick. The Knicks have 2 superstars for the first time, and that is definitely pretty exciting. 646-478-5554 is the number, theknicksblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Julian from Florida. Julian, you're on the air, theknicksblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
What's up, Anthony?
What's up, man? How are you?
Yo, I'm feeling great. Welcome home,
feeling
Carmelo.
Great. You excited? It seems that Carmelo Anthony is a Knick.
Wow. Oh, man, this was like a long, tedious, nerve-wracking process. But at the end of the day, I mean, they got the job done, and that's all that counts. I mean, I don't know. It's like they didn't have no leverage at the end, just like caving into Denver. And I'm like, wow, the guy wants to play for you. You would have thought like our management would have been smarter. But they got the guy that they want. So, wow. I think they could steal around.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. You got to be excited. If you're a Knicks fan, you have to be excited.
Yeah, man. Long time coming, man, especially after the whole LeBron fiasco this summer. So, I mean, you got to give Donnie Walsh a lot of credit. He came and he basically did what he set out to do. That's was get 2 max free agents in here. So he did that, and I'm excited. Can't wait to see him play. They play the Heat Sunday, so you already know I'm going back in.
Well, it seems that it looks like, you know, my prediction was wrong. I was off by 48 hours, but I made that prediction like days ago. I just said my prediction was going to be Wednesday or Thursday. It looks like it's Monday, so hey, whatever. Ain't no thing, but it looks like Carmelo Anthony is a Knick, and that is exciting. And, you know,
yeah.
As a Knick fan, you got to be excited.
I'm enthused. You know what number he's going to wear?
And real quick, I want to make a quick announcement on this show, real quick. I am going to be going until midnight. The show is going to midnight. So please, you know, feel free. The show is going to midnight. I spoke with my producers, Johnny McDonald, Dan Miranda. The show is going till midnight. 646-478-5554, taking your Carmelo Anthony calls. Carmelo Anthony is a Knick. Let's go to Jeff from Minnesota. Jeff, you're on the air, theknicksblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
What's going on, Anthony? Big,
what's up, Jeff?
Big news today, huh? Carmelo's a Knick.
Huge. Huge.
Yeah, I remember, you know, over the summer I was on the phone with you and Tommy, and it was right before, you know, right when we heard LeBron was going to Greenwich, and, you know, everyone was excited that he was going to be a Knick, and all of a sudden the Miami news came out, and it was just like somebody sucked air out of a balloon. And, you know, everyone was just, you know, was down. And this is just, it's a big thing, you know, to have a superstar, a second superstar coming to this team. You know, Patrick never had another superstar to play with. You know, you had John Starks, you had Charles Oakley, but he never had that, you know, he never had that Pippen. And now the Knicks do have two dynamic scorers in Amari Stoudemire and Carmelo Anthony, you know, in the D'Antoni system. And I think, you know, Carmelo's going to fit in perfectly with that system. It's suited for a scorer of his caliber.
No, I agree. It's a very exciting thing for the New York Knicks, you know, to get a player of Carmelo Anthony's stature in this uniform. And I'm sorry if I'm not sounding as excited. The only reason is because like I said, usually when I'm doing this show, I'm just talking on the air. I'm communicating with my producers right now. I'm communicating with Tommy D. I'm communicating with different people on Twitter, trying to figure stuff out, trying to do the show. So real quick, if you're listening to the show, let's just give me some information. First off, Denver Post is reporting deal is done. Carmelo Anthony is a Knick. Chauncey Billups is a Knick. The Knicks have given up Raymond Felton, Wilson Chandler, Danilo Gallinari, MVA Mozgov. If you're listening to the show online, there will be another link to the show. It's a separate show from 11 to 12. It's not the same show. So what I want to tell everybody, I don't know if there's another post going up on the Knicks blog or not, but if there's not, go to my Twitter page, AnthonyMSG, or Facebook, facebook.com/TonyRiceBalls, or stay on the blog talk, starting at 11. It's the same phone number, so nobody hang up if you're still on hold. It's going to be the same phone number, but a different link to listen live. So just go to my Twitter page, go to, you know, even to the Knicks blog website. There'll be a blog talk radio. Starting at 11, I'll take a two-minute break, and it will be a different link to listen live at 11 o'clock from 11 till 12. Same phone number, so don't hang up. Nobody hang up at 11, but I'm going to go till 12 o'clock. It's going to be a different link to listen live at 11. Now, if you're on the phone, don't worry about hanging up at 11. But at 11 o'clock, if you're just chilling at home and you're just listening, look for the other link to listen live at 11 o'clock right here on theknicksblog.com. We're going to be going to 12 o'clock right here on the show. And before we even get into it, I just want to, before it seems that this trade is done, Denver Post is reporting this trade is done. Carmelo Anthony will be a Knick along with Chauncey Billups. It's awesome. There's no getting around it. Did you want to keep Gallo? Of course. Did you want to keep Wilson? Of course. Did you want to keep Raymond Felton? Of course. But sometimes in life, sometimes in sports, you have to get to give. And real quick, before I even, I want to send a special, I'll say this probably on Twitter tomorrow, and probably a lot more from me that I really, from the bottom of my heart, I wish Wilson Chandler, the guy, it's great. He's, you know, a friend of mine, he's a great guy, and I truly wish him the best. I mean, there's, you know, I'm definitely sad to see him go as a fan. Like, you know, I'm totally excited about Carmelo Anthony, and I definitely wish him and his family the best. He's a great person. He's always looked out for me. My first show, but I'll get right back into Carmelo stuff in about a minute. My first show, when I had like 5 listeners, he came on. The first show ever, and Brandon Tierney was on that show as well from ESPN New York, so definitely want to wish Wilson Chandler. Of course, Gallo's a good guy. I know Gallo a little bit. I got to know Ray a little bit, but, you know, obviously when I had my event for my sister, if you don't know, my 11-year-old sister who has cancer, brain cancer, and you know, Patrick Ewing Jr. was there, but Wilson Chandler was like my main guest, and he came out and he helped me out with my event, and he's always been really good to myself, to my family, to my friends that want pictures, autographs, so I mean, I'm sure I'll say it again over the next couple of days, and I'll tweet it and whatever, and, you know, facebook.com/TonyRiceBalls. I just want to give Wilson Chandler the best. I mean, a truly, truly a great guy, great individual, and that's from a personal standpoint. So, you know, it's not like, you know, it's not just a fan standpoint. From a personal standpoint, him and his family, I just want to wish the best of luck in Denver and wherever that may be. Hopefully, again, I'd love to see Wilson wearing orange and blue again, so truly want to wish Wilson Chandler the best. He's one of the real, you know, you hear a lot of bad stories about athletes and, you know, how they are, the egotistical, but he's truly, truly one of the good guys in sports. So nothing but the best. But, you know, of course, for Gallo and Ray and Mozgov too, but especially, you know, my heart is definitely, you know, special for Wilson Chandler, So I truly want to say, you know, best of luck to Wilson and much success. And look, who knows, maybe he comes back to the Nets. You know, there's reports that the Nets might make a trade right away. So, you know, maybe he stays in the area. But I just, you know, if it's in Denver and wherever it is after that, I just want to obviously wish Will the best. So, but at the same time, got to be excited. Carmelo Anthony's Nick. Take more calls, 646-478-5554. And let's go to Andrew. Andrew's down in Washington, D.C. Andrew, what's up, man?
Hey, Anthony, what's up?
What's up, Andrew?
Nothing, man. So, Melo's a Nick.
Carmelo Anthony is a Nick.
Oh, man. I saw him play in Syracuse, and I've been a fan of his since then. I know it's a big deal that, you know, we gave up Gallo, Will the Thrill. We gave up Raymond Felton and Mozgov. But the biggest thing is that a lot of people aren't figuring in is, you know, I mean, we can't speculate on the salary cap yet. But at the same time, if we kept all those guys, you know, we would have had to pay them. I mean, you know, Will the Thrill, I mean, I think Donnie was on there saying on the San Antonio game, the first one where they won, they were going to pay him 5 years, $60 million. And, you know, I mean, it's like you can't keep all of these players. I mean, Carmelo Anthony is a once-in-a-lifetime scorer, once-in-a-lifetime player. You got, and you were saying, you know, sometimes you got to break things up and you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs. You know?
No, yeah, you can't break it up, make an omelet without getting some eggs, right? I guess that's true.
But the one thing that, you know, isn't even mentioned, yeah, you can find role players that fit around Stat and Melo. I mean, one thing, too, is you got, you know, the MBDL where, you know, you could find a couple of guys that, you know, the one thing the Knicks really need, they need a big man. You can find a center, you know, there's Earl Barron that reports are that they're going to get him, but, you know, you can also find a guy like, take for instance, Sean Williams. He's averaging, I think it's a little over three
blocks
a game.
And in the NBA, when you have star players, role players all of a sudden become a lot better. If you stick a player like a Sean Williams on another team, he's not as good.
No, he's not as good, but you know what? You just need guys to do certain role. You know, I mean, you need a couple guys who just play defense. You know, and that's one thing where, you know, they could start Donnie, he's smart enough, our scouting is smart enough. I mean, they found Landry Fields. People were, I remember reading after the draft, people were saying, Landry who? And now look at him. I mean, Landry's great. And, you know, he was the steal of the draft. And I know guys like Barkley and everyone were saying, you know, you're crazy if you're going to give him up. And he's amazing because look what he can do when he doesn't even have the ball in his hand.
And first of all, Knicks fans, you got to be happy. And thanks for the call. I appreciate you checking in. You got to be happy that the Knicks have kept Landry Fields in this deal. I mean, you wanted to keep Landry, Gallo, or Will. If it's up to everybody, you wanted to keep them all. But you definitely got to be happy the Knicks were able to keep Landry Fields in this deal. 646-478-5554. Let's go to Adam from Manhattan. Adam, you're on the air, theknicksblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Hey, Tony, how you doing? I have to tell you, I'm trying to understand the logic of our trade because I feel like all we've been doing is bidding against ourselves. I mean, when you look at what the Nets were offering, it was going to be far superior from the beginning. You have four first-round picks, Favors, Harris, you have an expiring contract with Murphy. Even if we were throwing in Mozgov, whether or not it was being thrown in, there was no way Anthony was signing with the Nets anyway. He knew what he was going to get. If he went to the Nets, he was going to be playing in Newark, and he had no team around him. So there was the entire time we were bidding against ourselves. He wasn't going to sign with the extension with Denver was on there the entire time. He wasn't going to sign an extension with Denver, and he wasn't going to sign.
No,
an
he
extension
wasn't,
with
and he wasn't going to sign an extension with the Nets. Bottom line is, he had no desire to be with the Nets.
Right. So then why I understand. A caller earlier was saying, Donnie Walsh was undermined. I completely agree. If Donnie Walsh was running this show and running this deal, more than likely at the end he might have thrown in Gallo, but there's no way Mozgov would have been in because at some point you need pieces around these guys and you need pieces for future trades. And I'm thinking that Mozgov would have been a future trade or involved in a future trade. Gallo would have been a phenomenal six-man if you could have kept him. But
to get a player of Carmelo Anthony's stature, you had to give to get.
Yes, you have to give. But I'm wondering if he didn't have any other options. I'm sorry.
if you think about it, you know, the trade basically makes sense. Wilson Chandler and Gallo play the same position, okay?
Sure.
Raymond Felton and Chauncey Billups is a wash. And Carmelo Anthony plays the position of Wilson Chandler and Danilo Gallinari. And via trades and other things, you'll be able to find players to fill those small roles to become a winning basketball team.
Right, and Chandler, quite frankly, there's no way, look, if Carmelo on this team, you're cutting into the playing time of Gallo, you're cutting into the playing time of, like, a Chandler. You're giving up Chandler. I think Donnie did a great job of selling Chandler by saying, hey, look, we want this guy long-term. We want to sign him to a $60 million contract. I mean, he knew he was going to be part of any deal that you get Anthony for, so you make him more attractive by talking him up. Gallo would have been a great sixth man. I would have loved to have seen him stick around because you need pieces around in Amari. You need pieces around.
Yeah, but listen, man, I agree. I know there's going to be a lot of fans that, hey, man, thanks for the call. I appreciate you checking in. I know there's going to be a lot of fans that, you know, really wanted to keep Wilson Chandler, really wanted to keep Danilo Gallinari. But to get a player of Carmelo Anthony's talent, Carmelo Anthony's stature, you had to give up pieces. You had to give up players, and that's what the Knicks did. 646-478-5554 is the number. Going to 12 o'clock right here on thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's go to Aaron. Aaron's in Toronto. You're on the air, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, how are you, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. Okay, just before I get to just before I get to the question, I just wanted to give that one point before that you were talking about where you were worried about the backup point guard situation because you didn't like Tony Douglas at the backup. Well,
right.
Anthony Carter is involved in the deal, right? And I think
Your backup point guard.
Exactly.
Both your point guards equal 100 years old, but there you go. There you solve your backup point guard situation.
Yeah,
Anthony Carter's, hit a famous shot against the New York Knicks in the 2000 playoffs, Game 3. But Anthony Carter's good. Anthony Carter's a good player. He's a good backup for 12, 15 minutes a game. And he can shoot the basketball and plays decent defense as well.
Yeah, and he's used to backing up Billups. And I don't know, hopefully they'll work well together. And your spots are full. Like, if you look, Tony Douglas will probably, I guess he'll play more of the two now. And then you have Baldwin coming in to play a bit of the three. And Sheldon Williams is coming. So I think in terms of that, you guys are pretty set on a roster. So I don't know.
Well, I don't love Sheldon Williams. I think Sheldon Williams is actually terrible, but we'll see what big Sheldon could do.
Yeah, we'll see. But okay, the question I have for you is, I don't know if you talked about this before, if you saw at the All-Star game when Melo was interviewed during the game, that he was asked, will you be in a Denver Nuggets uniform on Tuesday when they play Memphis? And he said yes. He just straight out said yes. So I was just wondering.
From a standpoint of a public situation, Melo wasn't going to. Well, I guess he could have said, I don't know. But he didn't know.
But it seems that he was so. Like, he didn't hesitate, nothing, and he just came out and said, yeah, I'll be in a Nuggets uniform when they play Memphis. And I was just completely baffled. Like, I thought he was. And the fact that today to go record the Conan O'Brien show, I thought that was pretty much a giveaway that he wasn't going to be in a Nuggets uniform tomorrow. So that made sense to me. That's what I thought.
I feel like I'm a little off with my talking tonight because I feel like I'm doing so much as I'm on the air. But listen, I mean, the Knicks definitely gave up a lot, but you got Carmelo Anthony. You have Amari Stoudemire. Knicks fans don't really feel like no one's really talking about this. And Aaron, thanks for the call, man. Thanks for checking in. You're getting Chauncey. I mean, Chauncey Billups is an NBA. We talked about this on the show for a while yesterday morning on thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Chauncey Billups is a championship-level point guard. Is he as good as he was 5-6 years ago, 3 years ago? Probably not. But he's averaging 16 points a game, almost 6 assists, and shooting 45% from three. His assist numbers are going to go up a lot. But Chauncey Billups is a championship-level point guard. He is. Is he a typical Mike D'Antoni point guard? No. I'm as excited as I am about getting Carmelo Anthony. I'm pretty damn excited about getting Chauncey Billups. I think it's pretty cool. 646-478-5554, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's go to Kenny from Queens. Kenny, you're on the air, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Kenny?
Just to get into it real quick. One, everybody needs to relax, be happy that we have a second superstar. We watched years of Patrick doing it by himself. Two, Dolan needed to step in. If he didn't step in, who's to say we need
to be fair, Jimmy Dolan is the owner. He is.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Everybody's saying, oh, he's been undermined. Nobody knows that. Three, Chauncey is a great addition. The fact that now we have a outside shooter, I think he makes better decisions than Raymond. You know what I mean? Now you have Melo on the wing and Stats in the post. That's great. You know what I mean? Everybody needs to just be happy with the fact that Melo is finally in a Knicks jersey. That's it.
No, I agree.
You know, and I mean, there's nothing. I don't really want to waste anybody's time, but yeah, man, I'm excited. He's here finally, and we got a building block.
So I'm here. The Knicks are getting Ronaldo Blankman. The Knicks are getting Ronaldo Blankman. I know my good friend John Broder is going to be thrilled. Ronaldo Blankman's number one pick. So the Knicks are getting Ronaldo Blankman back in the deal, including golden pick from wow. So.
Yeah, but you know what? Who's to say that Azubuki won't step in? And we also have
yeah. Let's not get too crazy about Azubuki yet. I mean, he could, but let's not see. You know.
Yeah, you know. I mean, but we still have what's the other small forward's name that was coming off the bench? He'll get a lot more minutes now too. You know, Bill Walker. He has a chance to really step in.
Yeah, no, Billy's gonna get some more minutes.
You know, so we still have a good foundation, man. But thank you, man. I appreciate being able to talk to you guys.
Definitely, man. Thanks for checking in. Really appreciate it. 646-478-5554. Knicks fans, you got to be pumped up. Remember, I'm taking your calls until midnight tonight. 646-478-5554 is the number, thenicksblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's go back to the phones, and let's go to Kurt. Kurt's down in Florida. You're on the air, thenicksblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Kurt?
Hey, all I want to say is, you know, I'm for this trade. You know, I wanted Melo here. We got him. We got Chauncey Billups. That's great. Only two things that I'm kind of concerned with. One is I was reading something where it was saying something about Chauncey Billups is kind of upset that he's coming to New York. Hopefully he can be a man and get over it and just, you know, play out his contract. And
He will.
And two, I was kind of sad that we had to give up Timo. Because the only thing I like
yeah,
about
but listen,
Timo
listen, listen, I know you're kind of sad the Knicks had to give up Timo Mozgov, but you're getting Carmelo Anthony. I mean,
I'm talking about because I like the size. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing that when we play Boston, we're going to need that. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully we can fill that need through picking up a free agent, through the D-League, because we're going to need that size. You know what I'm saying? It's not even about Timo as a player. It's just because Timo was 7'1", you know, 260 pounds. That was six hard fouls that you had against, you know, guys like Garnett, guys like Glenn Davis. You know, I think we can go far, but we're gonna have to get somebody of size because, you know, I love Turiaf, but he gets injured too much. You know what I'm saying? But we need that physical, dirty, big dude underneath there. So that, you know, Stoudemire ain't got to do that. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing. Like Charles
yeah, listen,
Oakley,
and there's
Anthony
still
makes it, you
and
know,
and
those
listen,
guys.
There's still a chance. Another deal gets done in the next 48 hours too to get another big man, another body. It's very possible.
Oh no, because I mean, tell you, I love our starting five. The fact that we didn't give up Fields was a plus for me. You know, I mean, the rest of the guys. You know, Chandler, of course, everybody knew he was out. Gallo, hey. You know, I'm here and there with Gallo, but to get Melo, of course. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving what they're doing. Hopefully, you know, Mike D'Antoni can do what he did in Phoenix, and he can, you know, he can.
Well, from a success standpoint, I hope he can do what he did in Phoenix. But there's no way he's gonna do it like he did in Phoenix. Cause he's gonna have Chauncey Billups
Nash. No, I mean, but he has to understand that now, you know, he has to understand that he has to change a little bit. Well, you know what I'm saying, because Chauncey Billups is not that kind of point guard, and he has to understand that he's going to have to adjust his system to the guys we got. And if he could get that in his mind, and he can work on that, you know, work with his staff, because he does have a good staff. I really think we could do some big things. I don't think we could just make some noise this year. I think we could do some big things. It all just depends on how fast everybody gels, how fast everybody buys into the season.
I do think the Knicks have a chance. I actually think as far as this season, and thanks to the call, man, I appreciate checking in. I do think the Knicks have a chance to make some noise this year. I truly do. 646-478-5554. Let's go to Coop from Philly. Coop, you're on the air, thenicksblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Anthony, listen. First of all, all I'm going to say is this. The moment I found out that this was official, a little bit of, you know, there's a lot of fans calling in saying, you know, I'm not really sure about this, and I feel a little bad.
No,
because,
I mean, listen, you would like to have held on to, you know, especially not even counting Mozgov here. It would have been really nice to have held on to Wilson Chandler or Danilo Gallinari. There's no doubt about that. But that's life of a team and a sports fan.
Listen, there's going to be nothing. This city breeds negativity. There's nothing better that gets this city moving like negativity. And on the day that we acquire one of the best scorers, who will be one of the best pure scorers in the history of the game, and is in his prime, and has just been acquired by the New York Knicks, and you're going to hear nothing but negative stories all day long talking about, oh, they got fleeced, oh, they shouldn't have did this, they shouldn't have did that, Dolan, and he's undermining this, he's undermining that. You know what? Shut up. Be happy. We have Carmelo Anthony.
You should be.
Anthony. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. All right, we gave up Mozgov. Mozgov wasn't in the rotation 2 months ago.
No, you're right.
Come on. Please, be happy for once. Well, I mean, that's all I keep hearing from every single time, every angle I turn around, I hear nothing but negativity. Oh, Dolan, we still don't have any size. We don't have a big man. We just got Donnie Walsh. Where do we find Mozgov? You don't think Donnie Walsh or anyone else with the organization can find another big man somewhere that's just a serviceable big man? You don't think Tyson Chandler
I've said that. I said that.
Yeah,
I have no doubt the Knicks will be able to get a serviceable big man.
Of course. Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. Come on. Superstars recruit for themselves. Their name speaks for themselves. They don't have to go out. Danilo Gallinari was not going to get Chris Paul to come to the Garden, but Carmelo Anthony will, or Darren Williams, that's who I really want. But I don't care about that right now.
Let's not get into Chris Paul and Darren Williams. You got a year and a half for that. Let's talk about this season, who the Knicks have an opportunity to make some noise, and especially in the playoffs.
I'm happy. I am happy.
You should be. I
am as happy. This is the most happiest I've been in. I can't even say how long it's been till I felt this kind of feeling as a Knicks fan. I just want everyone else to be just as happy and just as excited about this. ESPN is already killing the Knicks. You got all these news outlets are going to kill the Knicks talking about they gave up too much. They gave up too much leverage. You're going to find out why the Knicks are the most hated team and the most hated franchise in sports. You're going to find out when you listen to all of these pundits and all the so-called experts over the next 2 or 3 days. Knicks fans, beware. Be ready and be ready for the onslaught that you're going to hear from all these other avenues. All you have to do is know this. We have Carmelo Anthony. We have Amar'e Stoudemire. We are not a finished product. We are going to get other players. Other players will take less money to come and play with superstars when they know that the only way to compete for a championship is by beating Miami. So what are we supposed to do? Just sit back and keep all the guys that we have knowing that their ceiling isn't going to be there? We're not going to win a championship
Coop, you're definitely right, man. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you checking in. The Knicks have done the right thing. The Knicks have, you know, like I said, they gave up a lot, but sometimes in sports you got to give to get. Bottom line is, if you thought the Garden has been on fire this year, which it was for the Celtic game, for the Heat, both Heat games, the Garden for the rest of the season is going to be out of control. The Knicks have Carmelo Anthony and Amar'e Stoudemire together. Do you realize, and I put Carmelo Anthony way before Amar'e Stoudemire, Carmelo Anthony is a top 5-6 NBA player. And he is on the New York Knicks right now. Amar'e Stoudemire, top 10 NBA player. He's on the New York Knicks. The Knicks are going to go somewhere. The Knicks have a chance to go somewhere this year. The Knicks have acquired a player of Carmelo Anthony's talents, skills, his scoring ability. He's a pretty good rebounder, too, about 8 rebounds a game. 8 rebounds a game. This is a monumental day for the New York Knicks. This is a monumental moment for the New York Knicks. And I think everybody said it before the show started. Everybody, come on! Before the show started, didn't everybody say that Trey was going to get broke on my show? And it did! How about that? 646-478-5554 is the number. TheKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's go to Stefano from Wausau.
Hold on.
One second.
I'll call you back. Hey, what's up, Anthony?
Oh, you're talking to your girl?
No, I was talking to somebody else. I was just alerting them that he's a big Knicks fan, but he was out of the out of state, and I was alerting him that Carmelo was a Knick. And
what's
on
up,
the day
Stefano?
That I predicted about 14 days ago, how do you like that one?
You did. I mean, we all knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter
yeah,
of
no, I know. It doesn't matter. Here's the thing, okay? Let's stop all being GMs. Let's stop all being owners. Who cares? Let's just enjoy this. We're going to be a hated team. Good. I want to finally be a hated team. It's better than being someone not even thought of. We are the Knicks now. We have Melo, Billups, Stoudemire. Let's get excited. Forget about, listen, when you see Wilson Chandler, if you ever see him again, tell him thank you. You know, he did a great job. And Wilson was good, man. Gallo's great. You know, but you know what? Carmelo Anthony's a Knick now. Let's just be excited about it. Forget about everything else for, 2 hours, 3 hours. And I'm not saying don't have your opinion, but let's get excited. We have our two superstars. When Donnie came in, this was his vision, two superstars. We were all on board for it. Let's be happy about it now. We gave up a little too much, maybe. You know what? But we have, in my opinion, the best pure scorer in the NBA.
The fact that you're not having a breakdown about losing
Gallo. I love Gallo.
I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah, no, listen, Gallo's my guy, but it's not about that. He will continue to be my favorite NBA player.
Gallo's your guy, but the Knicks are your team. Just like Will's my guy, he's my favorite player, but the Knicks are my
right.
team.
We root for the front of the jersey. You know what? I hope Gallo goes to the Nets, because at least I can go watch him, four or five times a year, go watch him in Brooklyn or go watch him in Newark. You know what? Who cares where they go? They weren't on our team anyway. Whether they're in the Nuggets, whether they're in the Nets, whether they're in Italy, whether they're in Russia, who cares? We needed to do what we needed to do. The only thing I didn't like about this, and I'm not going to say the guy's name because his name should never be brought up on the show. And you know who I'm talking about? Okay.
Kroger?
No. Come on.
Oh.
The guy we hate more than anything. Who do we hate?
LeBron?
No. Come on. Who helped broker this deal,
sure.
supposedly? I don't want to say his name.
We don't have any official proof, but we've heard.
Well, he's a point guard from Detroit. He used to be a point guard from Detroit.
I know.
Oh, and I'm sure you do. But the only thing I don't like is this, is that as fans, by the end of the season, I don't know how we can do it. Because as fans, we need to make it known our appreciation for Donnie. Whether that's at a game at a Garden, we can find some way. You know people know people, everybody knows people that goes to these games. We need to find a way to show our appreciation to Donnie Walsh, because this might be the last time. It's the only thing I don't like about this entire deal, that probably Donnie's not going to put up with this. You know what? He's 70 years old, and he shouldn't have to put up with it anymore.
Really, to be fair, there's a lot of numerous reports going on right now. We don't know exactly what happened behind the scenes with Donnie Walsh. We don't really know exactly what happened with Isaiah. We're not exactly sure,
No, absolutely. No. I'm just going on speculation. If Donnie's not here next year, we need to find a point and a time to show our appreciation to Donnie, because without him, we would still be in mediocrity. We'd still be terrible. Donnie Walsh is the most important piece of this franchise since Patrick Ewing, and that's 100%, because, as much as Stoudemire was here, Donnie Walsh paved the way for all of this. Donnie Walsh, thank you very much for making the Knicks, a legitimate contender finally, because I think we are. I think maybe a piece away, but I think we're legitimate right now. Do I think we're going to win the championship this year? No, because I think we need to build chemistry. But Donnie Walsh made all this happen. Carmelo Anthony is a New York Knick. Let's enjoy the night. Let's enjoy Wednesday night, and let's enjoy for the rest of the time we go to the Garden. Let's make it a home court advantage. Let's get pumped up for the rest of this season. Don't be a GM. Who cares about that? They're not with us anymore. Carmelo is. Let's go forward now. Fair enough?
I mean, wow. Stefano, it's fair. And boy, I can't imagine what the Garden's going to be like.
What time do they let you in there to watch the shoot around?
6:30, an hour before.
I've never been. I've usually come around 7:20.
I'm
going to be there.
Ever since I started going to games when I was 10 years old, I rarely ever get there at tip off. I'm always there an hour early.
Where do you watch shoot around?
Hit me up.
Yeah, very good. I'll talk to you. And, Knicks fans, we are relevant one more time, and let's go. Let's be the most hated team in the NBA, and let's go win a championship the next couple of years.
Now, let's do it, man. I'm all about it, Stefano. Thanks for checking in. 646-478-5554. Tons more calls to get to. I'm going till midnight right here on theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's go to Tony in New York City. You're on the air, theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. What's up, Tony? What's up, man?
Oh, this is Cody.
Tony, Tony. I know this is Tony and this is Anthony. What's up?
This is Cody, C-O-D-E-E.
Oh, Cody. Okay, what's up, Cody?
Yeah, what's up? Anthony, I can't say anything else except mellow. That's it.
That's what we're all saying,
mellow.
Right?
That's all we can say is mellow. I know it's been hell. It's been crazy. We gave up a lot of pieces, but at the end of the day, let's look forward. I'm tired of everything else. I just want to say Melo's here, Stats here. What can we do with the pieces that's coming in with him? How can we move forward in these next, you know, 2-3 days, you know, to see what we can get, to try to get maybe a nice center and see, you know, what kind of noise we can make, because we are definitely relevant again, period. From here on.
Yeah, I mean, the Knicks were relevant this year. They weren't great yet, 28-26, but they're relevant. Now they have it. Listen, here's the about this show. Here's what I don't want to do, because we can do that over the summer. I don't want to start talking crazy about Darren Williams and Chris Paul and all this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
Here's why. Because with this trade, the Knicks have an opportunity to make noise this season. The Knicks have an opportunity to make noise in these playoffs.
Exactly.
Don't worry about
Chris
Paul and Darren Williams next year. I don't want to talk about them this year. I don't.
You can't talk about that. I mean, right now we have two superstars and we have some pieces that we can make some noise with. Like I said, I don't know what little last-minute things we can do in the next 2 days, maybe to switch up some pieces. But whatever we end up with right now in the next, 48 hours, that's what we're going to be moving forward with for the next 20-some-odd games. I want us to make some noise. I want us to get out of the first round.
Think about it. As a Knicks fan, I've been to almost every game in the last 10 years. I don't really give a rat's ass about the summer of 2012. I want to see some action this year. And I think right now the Knicks have an opportunity to make some things happen in this year's playoffs. I do.
You got to be excited. It's been a long time coming since you could say something like this was going down. And the fact that Melo is now a Knick, that's crazy. That's sick. I don't think people are really getting it right now. They're upset about all of the pieces that had to get traded. We've been down that road. You've been on this road all night with Gallo and Chandler and the rest of the crew. I'm glad Fields is still here. You know what I mean?
No, I'm with you.
That little bit of, you know, what was left over, it's like, okay, we got Muddy Fields, as Spike will call him.
Muddy Fields is still here.
We got Muddy, and, you know, he's been sweet. He's been a surprise. He's been a gift. He's going to be there. We got Billups. You know, Billups is not quick as he used to be, but the man is smart. That's a point guard. The man can pop. He can hit it from the outside. He's a smart player. He's a champion. A champion. We ain't talking about somebody that doesn't know the game. He's a champion. And so when you look at him and Felton, yeah, you know what? You said it earlier. It's a wash. So you didn't really lose out when it comes to that. So you say, okay, look, we got Billups, we got Fields, we got Amari, we got Melo, and we got a couple of new pieces that we can use around the board. Plus, we still have some of our old pieces. I know it's not perfect. I know guys are going to miss the Mars. I love Mars Goff. He came. He started to get better. We talked about that the last time I called you, the night he scored, I don't know, what was it, 20-something. He went nuts and rebounds and all of that. You know, that's the night that we spoke. And we loved it. And we loved his potential. And I'm sure D'Antoni loved his potential, all of that. But that's gone. That's water under the bridge. We'll see those guys on the other side, and we'll give them a power. Where we're going now, where the Knicks is going from this point on, from tonight on, sky's the limit.
Guys, definitely a limit. You have Carmelo Anthony, you have Amari Stoudemire. There's no doubt. You're right, man. Thanks for the call. Sky's the limit for this New York Knicks team. And you have a chance to, you know, maybe make another move. Hey, listen, here's the thing when you have really when you have two superstars like Carmelo Anthony, like Amari Stoudemire. Not that they're both necessarily creators like LeBron and Wade, but when you play with two superstars, you become a lot better. So as decent as Sean Williams has been, he's going to become a lot better. As decent as Bill Walker is, playing with Amari Stoudemire and Carmelo Anthony and Chauncey Billups, he's going to become a lot better now. Hell, maybe even Roger Mason does something for the Knicks now. Who knows? Because when you play with guys of that caliber, it raises your game a lot. 6-4, 6-4, 7-8, 5-5, 5-4. I think getting Anthony Carter in the deal is a good deal, too, because now he's your backup point guard. 6-4, 6-4, 7-8, 5-5, 5-4. Let's go to Gary from New Jersey. Gary, you're on the air, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Hey, how's it going, Anthony?
What's up, Gary?
Hey, I just want to say I'm thrilled about this. You know, I think the Knicks did what they had to do, and we're going to miss the players that we had to give up. But the bottom line is we have two of the top 10 talents in the NBA, and everyone's going to have to try to defend against that night in and night out. I just have a quick question. Any idea what's going on with Anthony Randolph and Curry's contract?
I believe that's in the deal as well. I believe from everything I've heard, and I've read. I can't say I've heard. I'm not a reporter, but everything that I've been reading, that Randolph and Curry are going to Minnesota for the contract, all that stuff.
Too. Okay, right. Because I just wasn't in any of the breaking reports,
yeah.
So I was just curious about that. But you know what? I'm a big Billups fan. I do think it's more of a wash than anything. He's a championship point guard, and you're right. We get to compete this year, and I'm excited about that.
No, you should. Listen, it would have been great. It's great as a fan to think of a young team that could be there together for a long time. And when you see Raymond Felton, he's a great guy, great leader, bulldog mentality. And you see
right.
the way he's playing as a fan, it's easy to fall in love with a guy like a Raymond Felton. You look at Guy Gallinari, like Guy Chandler, and you'd love to have Raymond Felton as your point guard for the next 10 years. But sometimes in sports and sometimes in life, that's just not reality. And sometimes it just doesn't work like that.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. And I think Billups with Fields and obviously our two superstars now, I think we'll compete this year, and we'll see what happens in the future. But I'm excited about this year now, and that Melo's a Nick. It's unbelievable.
No, definitely. It's unbelievable. You got to be thrilled, man. You got to be thrilled. Thanks for checking in, bro.
Yep, absolutely.
Take care. Think about that, fans. Carmelo, and I think I just hung up on a caller. If I did, please call back. Sorry about that. Carmelo Anthony. Is a New York Knick. Think about that. I know when the season started, I was very adamant in, yes, I want Carmelo Anthony, but I didn't want to talk about it because there was no substance to it. There was no substance to the deal yet. But now, once over the last week or two, they started to get substance. And now, Carmelo Anthony is a Knick. And that's awesome. Real quick, I'm going to be going till midnight. If you're just listening live at home, there's going to be a new link available in 3 minutes. You got to click on that link. All the callers that are on hold, stay on the line. Don't go anywhere. And, we're going to take this show till midnight, 646-478-5554. One more call till we go to the next link, and let's go to Paul from Connecticut. Paul, you're on the air for thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Hello?
What's up, Paul?
How's it going?
Good.
So what do you think? Where do you think Melo can take the Knicks?
I hope with him and Amari Stoudemire, I hope one day a championship. This year, I don't know.
This
yet. We got to see him play.
Do you think this year we could get the championship?
A championship? I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure yet.
Okay. So next year we can probably sign a point guard, right?
I think, who knows? I don't want to talk about next season. You have Carmelo Anthony for the rest of this season. Let's talk about this season. Who cares about next season?
Yeah.
Chauncey Billups is really good, man. He's awesome.
Yeah. He's clutch down the stretch. He's a clutch player.
He is. He's awesome.
Yeah. How do you think they'll be in the pick and roll with Mari, though, Chauncey?
I think they'll be fine. Here's why. Chauncey Billups is great in the pick and roll because, one, he's a veteran point guard, knows how to run it. And he's shooting 44% from downtown. And remember, him and Mike D'Antoni have worked together. I'm excited. I mean, obviously I'm a lot more excited about Carmelo, but I'm really excited about getting Chauncey Billups. 646-478-5554. Listen, man, thanks for the call. I appreciate you checking in. All the callers stay on hold. We're going to switch links, and I'll be back. I'm going to take a 2-minute break, and then we'll be back on thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Yeah. Cash money, hero, private jet, polish.
scrap with a price